kills 99.9% of odor-causing bacteria brushing alone can miss.
And now here's a New Year's tip from Polident that's sure to make you smile. If you wear partial or complete dentures, it's especially important to take good care of your gums and any natural teeth, and to keep your dentures clean and properly fitted. It's a good idea to soak your dentures in addition to just brushing. Just a simple daily routine for oral care, coupled with regular visits to your dentist, is all you need to keep on track. Stay tuned for another great tip from Polident. And remember,
So, the duct tape not holding those old glasses together anymore? Is NASA calling your house, asking for your old Coke bottle-style lenses for their new space telescope? Isn't it time for new eyeglasses? Well, we can help. Hi, I'm Ira Haber from Your Optics. Not only can we help you look better, but see better too. And when you look better, you will feel better too. From now through the end of February, when you bring an old pair of eyeglasses to donate to the Lions Club, Your Optics will give you $75 off the price of any prescription set of frames and lenses. That's right, you can save $75 at Your Optics by bringing in your old eyeglasses. Pick from our huge inventory of designer and fashion frames from around the world and save big while you're doing so. You get a new outlook on life, save $75, and someone less fortunate gets to see.
Your Optics. In Flatiron Marketplace near Nordstrom Rack, just east of the mall. In Cherry Creek North, next to the Tattered Cover. In Park Meadows Mall. And in Greenwood Village, at Holly and Orchard.
303-447-9000. The state of the union, the state of the economy, the state of the war. Now more than ever, your voice must be heard. This is AM 760 Boulder's Progressive Talk. KKZN Thornton Boulder.
Radio News. Good morning. I'm Wayne Gilman. Published reports say the Bush administration is on the precipice of embarking on what best can be described as a racist campaign to get the nation's blacks to buy into the president's proposed changes for Social Security. Los Angeles Times reports the campaign to sway black public opinion will start in earnest in a couple of weeks. White House officials plan on briefing black business leaders aimed at African-American audiences coast-to-coast to get the word out. Bush administration wants to recruit blacks to endorse the overall plan based on statistical information that their lifespans are shorter than whites. Not once is the administration planning to discuss the reasons why blacks have shorter lifespans, like poor health care, lack of adequate insurance, or rampant unemployment. Congressional Democrats are firing back as well at the impending campaign, saying Bush's proposed changes would actually hurt more blacks now, and that the current system disproportionately benefits those of African-American descent. Some Democrats in the West are telling President Bush that you can't have it both ways. It seems many of them are up in arms over the administration's existing policy to block the admission of safe, cheaper prescription drugs from Canada while it has given the green light to the importation of Canadian beef and cattle in spite of recent cases of mad cow disease. Montana Democratic Governor Brian Schweitzer is asking the president why allow the beef into the country and not allow safe medicine. Schweitzer was the first Democrat to run the Montana State House in some 16 years. Veteran Delaware Senator Joseph Biden says his colleague from New York, Hillary Rodham Clinton, is a virtual shoo-in for the presidency in 2008. Biden was on television's Meet the Press yesterday when he made the prediction.
I think she'd be incredibly difficult to beat. I think she is the most difficult obstacle for anyone being the nominee. And by the way, I am one, I shouldn't be saying this, an admission against interest. I'm one who doesn't believe that she is incapable of being elected. I think she is likely to be the nominee. She'd be the toughest person. And I think Hillary Clinton is able to be elected president.
Delaware Senator Joseph Biden also said that he has not ruled out running for the presidency himself. Group of wealthy Hollywood donors is raising money to fight the Democratic leadership's first choice to run for a Senate seat in Rhode Island because the candidate opposes abortion rights. Victoria Hopper, wife of the actor Dennis Hopper, enlisted 16 actors, producers, and philanthropists to sign a letter objecting to the potential candidacy of Representative Jim Langevin, who is being recruited for the 2006 race by the Democratic Senatorial Campaign Committee. Letter writers say that support for the primary candidacy of Matt Brown's stated secretary for the seat now held by Lincoln Chafee.
News brought to you by Xantrex 3, the most powerful diet pill in America. Xantrex 3, more weight loss, faster weight loss, energy to burn. Xantrex.
Southbound 25, seeing a big crash involving three cars at 20th Street. Expect additional delays into downtown Denver. Your Boulder weather today, partly sunny and 46 is the expected high with an overnight low of 26 under partly cloudy skies. Tomorrow, partly sunny again at a daytime high of 50 degrees. Currently, it is a crisp 29 with an 18-degree wind chill. At Fantastic Sam's, you can get a great haircut without taking a lot of your valuable time. You never need an appointment, and with over 60 Front Range Fantastic Sam's locations, there's always one nearby. You're probably near one right now, so stop into Fantastic Sam's today.
All right, class, please take your seat.
Helping to build a positive influence through teaching can be one of the most rewarding careers. The College of the Humanities and Sciences offers a Master's of Arts in Education, in addition to several other bachelor's, master's, and diploma programs in the humanities and sciences. All coursework through the College of the Humanities and Sciences is distance education-based, allowing students to design their own curriculum and set a study schedule that is convenient for them. To find out how you can obtain your Master's of Arts in Education or other exciting degree programs through the College of the Humanities and Sciences, click on the banner ad inside this media player. Log on to www.chumsci.edu or call 1-877-248-6724. The College of the Humanities and Sciences, your first choice for distance learning.
County Line Liquor is paying back their loyal customers with the Savings Train Card. Pick up a Savings Train Card, fill in your favorite item, and have your card stamped with each purchase. Buy six of your favorite item, you get the next one at half price, or buy 12 and get the next one for a penny. Good on every item in the store, including sale items. No games, no gimmicks, no case discounts. Hop on the Savings Train today at County Line Liquor, County Line and Broadway.
Heading to the mountains to make some turns? Why not stay two nights in Breckenridge for free? No strings attached. Stay minutes from Main Street at the Breck Inn, a quaint Victorian inn with a cozy fireplace, outdoor hot tub, two qualifications. Restrictions and blackout dates apply. Offer good Sunday through Wednesday, weekend upgrades available. Act now to take advantage of this limited time offer. They say the best things in life aren't free. Well, you're going to disagree. Visit twofreenights.com for more information or call 1-877-39-GRAND to book your two free nights in Breckenridge. You must mention two free nights. Call 1-877-39-GRAND.
3-447-9000.
The government murders truth. If we cannot respect the hearts of these people, then this is not the country in which I was born in, and it's certainly not the country that I want to die in.
Jay Marvin.
Please allow me to introduce myself.
For 31 years in this business, it was like the blacklist years. You had to, like, hide who you were and what you were about.
This is still a government of the people, for the people, by the people.
I feel totally and completely liberated.
I don't think we need to be subliminal about the differences between our views.
The worst president we've ever had.
I love the smell of napalm in the morning.
America's favorite lefty. This is the Jay Marvin Show on AM 760. Boulder's Progressive Talk.
It's the end of the world as we know it.
606.
It's the end of
on AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk. Jay Marvin, along with John Turk, the first morning here, the inaugural kickoff broadcast. How are you this morning, Mr. Turk?
Very good, Jay. Thanks.
Yeah. All right. We're ready to go here this morning, and there's a ton of stuff to talk about. And, of course, Ward Churchill is all over the news, but I don't want to do that at first. Well, here's what I want to do. Let me give you the phone number, 303-713-7600. I want to spend 30 minutes on this because I feel compelled to do it. We have to spend 30 minutes on the Oscars. Anybody watch the Oscars last night? Did anybody think Chris Rock was extremely funny or did a good job? Turk, did you watch? Did you like it?
No, I like Chris Rock when he can cuss and actually be funny.
Yeah, I thought he was lame. I didn't get anything out of the Oscars at all. I don't mean to be negative on Monday morning. Oh, my God, you're just getting up? Like the guy, you know, and I'm being negative, but it just wasn't, I just didn't think it was that good. And I wonder if there's anybody out there who thought that he did a good job, that he didn't do a good job, that you liked the broadcast, that you didn't like it. If you're up this time of the morning, pick up the phone and give us a call at 303-713-7600. A lot of the films, I have to confess, a lot of the Oscar films I didn't see. But I was rooting for Virginia Madsen to win. I wanted her to win. I saw Sideways. and I loved it and thought it was great. And I would hope that it would do better. I have not even seen the Clint Eastwood movie, and somebody told me that there's some assisted suicide thing at the end of it, or some suicide thing at the end. Maybe you've seen it and can fill me in on this, because I didn't go see it, so I don't know. If there's some assisted suicide thing, and that the right wing, I guess the conservatives are angry about it, or they're concerned about it in some way, shape, or form. I did not see The Aviator either. I just haven't had time. I plan to go, you know, see them afterwards. But, you know, don't they? That's when they jack up the ticket prices, too, after these things have won the awards, right? Then you go to see them, and the ticket prices get jacked up. But the only one that was in contention that I saw was Sideways, and I didn't see any of the others. Turk, did you see any of them?
Honestly, Jay, I'm not a big movie buff. I did not see a single movie in a theater last year.
Oh, so we're sitting here at 6:09, 9 minutes after 6. We're sitting here. Both of us are clueless about the Oscars because neither one of us, at least I saw one film. You didn't see any of them? You didn't go to see any of the films?
I did, and I took my daughter to see The Incredibles, which, you know,
right,
I got some love.
That one, did you like it?
Yeah, I was entertained by it. My daughter loved it, so, you know, I was happy.
All right. Well, is anybody, because, you know, who has time to go to these things anyway? I just don't have the time. I didn't have the time to go to see any of them. But I wanted to spend 15 or 20 minutes on the Oscars just to touch base on it. And to see if any of you out there at 303-713-7600 saw the Oscars and saw Chris Rock's performance. And did you think Chris Rock was any better than, say, when Billy Crystal did it? And they showed some old clips last night of Johnny Carson, for those of you old enough to remember him. And I really was not impressed with Chris Rock. I like his movies better. And his stand-up. So, Turk, those phones are ringing off the hook, aren't they? Oh. the phones are just ringing off the hook over the Oscars. I can see we all stayed up and watched them. Not. All right, you're going to tell me not one person watched this shit, watched the Oscars? Not one individual? Not one? Oh, Vicky in Denver. We got one person out of the millions of people who listen to this radio station. We got Vicky in Denver. Vicky, good morning.
Good morning. I'm so glad you're back in the neighborhood.
Oh, thank you.
That's basically why I'm calling. I didn't see any of the movies either. And I agree with you about Chris Rock. He can be so funny, and it was a little stifled. But I just wanted to say I'm really glad you're back in the area. I really enjoy your program.
Well, thank you, Vicky. I appreciate it.
Okay,
thanks
well,
so
good
much.
Luck.
All right, I'll
okay.
need it.
All righty. Bye-bye.
Okay, I'll need it. The pace we're going here this morning, I'll need it. Coming up later on in the morning, though, we're going to talk about this buyout proposal for Ward Churchill from CU. But right now, I thought I would just give like 10 or 20 minutes to the Oscars. Scott, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hey, Jay. I used to listen to you on WLS in Chicago.
Oh, man.
Way back when.
Oh, but man, are you talking like back about around 93?
Probably, yeah.
Yeah.
We used to do 10 to 2.
Yeah, that was back in the day.
That was way back. Hey, so welcome back to Colorado.
Thank you, man. It's good to be back.
I watched about 2 hours of the Oscars till it bored me to death.
It was boring, wasn't it?
Chris Rock was, you know, they neutered him. That's the best way I think you can put it.
How did he keep from getting flop sweat? That's what I want to know.
Who knows? Hey, and about the Million Dollar Baby ending?
Yeah.
You should see it. You shouldn't be talking about it because it's a big shock.
Is it?
It's a huge shock when it happens.
Okay, I take it you've seen it.
Oh, it's fantastic. Clint Eastwood deserved it 100%. He deserved it for Mystic River, but they give it to him for this instead, and I'm happy with that.
Do the social conservatives have anything to gripe about?
Hell no. Do they ever?
Yeah, that's true. That's really true.
It's a fantastic movie. You got to see it, and I'm happy for everybody who won that one because it was above and beyond.
You know, the one thing I liked when they were, when the middle-aged woman, I can't think of her name now, won for Best Editing.
Oh, Thelma Schoonmaker, yeah.
Yeah, and she stood up there and said to Martin Scorsese, Marty, this is really you. It's all you.
It's a shame he hasn't won. He's going to win one sooner or later.
You know, why hasn't he won one?
If it keeps going like this, he's going to get the honorary at some point. But
yeah, and he made so many great films.
This probably wasn't one of his best. If he didn't win for Goodfellas, I don't know what he's going to win for.
Yeah, well, Oh, but you know what? Goodfellas, how about Raging Bull? How about, I mean...
Taxi Driver?
Taxi Driver, Apocalypse Now?
That was Coppola.
Oh, that was Coppola. You're right.
Sorry.
Well, you know what? It's early in the morning. Anybody can strike out. Hey, man. Thanks for the call.
Hey, hang in there.
Okay, I'm going to try to do my best. Mostly sunny highs today near 50, and then tonight to clear a low in the lower to middle 20s. It's, what time is it here? It's 6:13, 13 minutes after 6. Jay Marvin on AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk. Yeah, finally free and liberated from the right-wing media. I have no minder. I'm not assigned. There's no minder assigned to make sure that I toe the line here. As a matter of fact, I'm here all by myself with 300 bodyguards. But no, seriously. There's nobody to make me toe the line. Do you realize that, Turk? I have nobody to say, nobody to come down and impose the official party line of the GOP on me, like I've had in past broadcasts. All right, we're talking about the Oscars, and whether you saw it last night, what you thought about Chris Rock. And so far, would you say that the reviews of Chris Rock have been negative? Would you give a negative rating? Ben, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Neutered, I think, you know.
You think he was neutered?
Yeah, like that guy said, he wasn't allowed to really cut loose. I don't think, you know, I don't know. I would say negative.
So you don't. He just seemed flat, and I wonder what it's like. I've been through it doing this. You sit there and you're flat. It's like, and nobody. People respond, but they respond out of politeness. Robin Williams, I thought, as far as the stand-up stuff did, Robin Williams stole the whole show.
I didn't see that. I was Roman. I wasn't watching the whole thing. I was glad to see the Latins, the diversity. It's the first time I've seen that much diversity. The foreign film.
Yeah.
You know, came through in Spanish.
Yeah, that was pretty cool.
And when they had Penelope Cruz and,
right.
And remember the other one? They talk Spanish and everything. That was the best part, I thought. It starts to diversify.
Yeah, I'd have to agree with you. I thought that was pretty good.
Yeah.
You know, and people who, you know, there seems to be this whole, there are people out there who feel like, well, why doesn't everybody speak English? Hey, you know what?
What?
The landscape of this country is changing, and people better get used to it. We better start getting bilingual.
You got that right.
Because that's the way this world works. And
there's nothing,
and there's no amount of legislation, and there's not a damn thing you can do about it. Thanks for the call.
Yeah.
Good morning. That's true. Now we're off on I'm spinning off here on another subject, but it's true. I mean, all of the griping about it, if you're not bilingual, if you're not teaching your kids to be bilingual, then they're going to miss out on a lot of opportunities because the United States is changing. And I can speak poquito español, like just a very little bit. And I remember that they used to teach it in schools. Do they still teach Spanish in the schools? Sure they do. Some people say you can learn Spanish easily by watching it off TV. I guess I'm just not that bright. It's 7:15, 15 minutes after 7. I'm sorry, 6. It's 6:15, 15 minutes after 6. And let's check out the traffic now with Jamie Michaels. Jamie.
Well, good morning. I'm Jamie Michael on AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk. A major situation to the east of Boulder for those of you heading through Thornton. Northbound I-25 is closed from 92nd as a result of an accident at 104th. Also, a police investigation is expected to have the freeway shut down for quite a while in the area. Traffic is being diverted onto 92nd over to Washington. The turnpike actually moving along at a cooperative pace so far with just a bit of sluggishness coming by the mall. Your Boulder weather today, partly sunny and 46 is the expected high, and an overnight low of 26 under partly cloudy skies. Tomorrow, partly sunny again and a daytime high of 50 degrees. Currently, we have 30 degrees in Boulder with an 18-degree wind chill. Altitude Sports and Entertainment is the TV home for the Denver Nuggets and Colorado Mammoth. Altitude also offers college basketball from the Big 12, Big East, and Mountain West. Check out What's Next on Altitude, available on DirecTV Channel 644 or visit altitude.tv. I'm Jamie Michael for AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
He's the former mayor of Cincinnati, a former city councilman, an aspiring senator, a writer, a musician, a former aide to Senator Robert Kennedy. He's one of America's leading liberal commentators, the man who is...
Are you an optimist or a realist? How about being an optimistic realist? Stonecastle Security helps you deal with the reality of crime and vandalism. Click here if you've ever considered a security system to protect your family. Click here to find out how Stonecastle Security, with its 24-hour monitoring, state-of-the-art motion detection, and theft protection guarantee, can protect your property. Restrictions do apply, so click here for details or call Stonecastle Security, an authorized ADT dealer, at 303-456-5550.
300 days of sunshine and your sunglasses are junk. I'm Ira Haber. For over 20 years, EurOptics has been known to sell the finest eyeglasses in Colorado. Designer name brands from around the world. But did you know that EurOptics also sells the world's finest sunglasses? Well, we do. Whether for driving or for skiing, backpacking or fishing, we have the largest selection of Oakley, Maui Jim, Persol, Ray-Ban, Rudy Project, and Adidas sunglasses in Colorado, plus all the haute couture sunglass lines. And unlike the mall chains, we actually take the time to custom fit every pair of sunglasses to you. So, whether you need prescription sunglasses, clip-on sunglasses, or the best in non-prescription sunglasses, you're sure to find exactly what you want at EurOptics. Made in the shade, baby.
EurOptics. In Flatiron Marketplace near Nordstrom Rack, just east of the mall. In Cherry Creek North, next to the Tattered Cover. In Park Meadows Mall. And in Greenwood Village, at Holly and Orchard.
Is your home mortgage interest rate higher than 5%? Hi, this is Barney Aldridge with Benchmark Lending. And whether you're purchasing a new home or considering refinancing your existing one, we've got a brand new fixed rate at 5%. Hey, if we can't save you at least $150 a month, we won't bother. But if we can, we'll do it right now over the phone. Call us at 1-800-680-4000. You invest a couple minutes of your time, and we'll run the numbers. There's no selling here. Either we can save you money or we can't. But even if you've been turned down everywhere else, don't hesitate to call us, because we specialize in bad credit. And whether your loan's $100,000 or $600,000, it's still 5%. And guess what? We're nice people, too. So call us at 1-800-680-4000. That's 1-800-680-4000.
Colorado Supervised Lender. Adjustable rate loan. Interest rate fixed for 5 years. APR 5.21%.
Brakes Plus does over 1,000 brake and auto services daily. They are the experts. Brakes Plus is the home of the $79 brake special and lifetime brakes starting at $99. For money-saving coupons and a location near you, visit brakesplus.com.
Searching for a bachelor's or master's degree program can be a daunting process. Why not study from a college that is focused on the humanities and sciences that allows you to build a course of study that is both interesting and convenient with your busy schedule?
The College of the Humanities and Sciences offers associate's, bachelor's, and master's degrees, as well as a diploma program, allowing students the opportunity to explore imaginative literature, natural science, philosophy and religion, social science, education, and jurisprudence degree programs from the comfort of their homes. Because coursework is distance education-based, students design their own curriculum and set a study schedule that's convenient for them. To find out how you can start advancing your educational goals today, click on the banner ad inside this media player. Log on to www.chumsci.edu or call 1-877-248-6724. The College of the Humanities and Sciences, your first choice for distance learning.
Save money and check it out today. The half-price opportunities are endless at MileHighMarket.com.
Now it's getting serious. Jay Marvin is on AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
Good morning. Mostly sunny today, a high near 50 degrees, 620. 20 minutes after 6 o'clock, Jay Marvin on AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk, and John Turk at the controls. Did you ever see that movie, Hollywood Nights, John?
I don't think so. Refresh me, what's it about?
Oh, you should check it out, because one of the characters in there, his name is New Bomb Turk. I think I'm going to call you New Bomb Turk from now on. We're slugging through the mud here of the last drizzling remaining minutes talking about the Oscars, and I noticed the overwhelming, just the rush of phone calls at 303-713-7600 to get on and talk about this subject. And we're talking about Chris Rock, and somebody here said that since the Janet Jackson incident at the Super Bowl, it has virtually neutered the media, and that anybody in any form of broadcasting, including here, everywhere, is scared to get on the Federal Communications bad side. You know, never mind that the FCC allows unchecked ownership rules, but when it gets into content, boy, then the FCC really wants to know, which is usually how most right-wing people are. Most, you know, they're always they're always content sensitive. They never. It's like they want to they constantly talk about rights and freedoms and John, can you tell I'm having a hard time putting this together? Rights and freedoms, but boy, when it comes to stuff like sex and content of the movies and other things, they go absolutely completely berserk. And I think the Janet Jackson whole situation has cooled off the media to the point where you get what you got last night with Chris Rock, which basically was boring. I mean, how much could the guy have stepped over without a fine? Robin Williams, I thought, did the best job. I thought he did the best stand-up. The little part that he was given. I thought it was 100% better than Chris Rock. And if you look at the media now, the media has pulled way, way, way back. Because they don't want to get in trouble. They don't want the fines. They don't want the problems. So the FCC has become the main enforcer of community standards. Where before, they used to do other things. Ownership, technical. Now, they have become somewhat of a censorship bureau. That's kind of sad. And I'm not trying to make a case here for outlandish behavior, either on TV or radio. But you can calm it down to the point where it just becomes bland. And that's what I thought Chris Rock was last night. I thought he was pretty much bland. Michelle, good morning. You're on AM 760. Hi.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm fine. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. I think one film that got some nominations was Ray. That's an excellent film. And I think Jamie Foxx deserved the Oscar for that. His performance is outstanding.
Yeah, you know, I can't disagree with you. I thought Ray was a great film. I really liked it a lot. And, you know, he taped his eyelids shut and really he really got into the part of Ray Charles. He did a great job. He deserved the award.
Yeah, I believe so. He had one meeting with Ray, and from that one meeting he learned all his mannerisms, everything that he watched a lot of films and tapes of Ray as well, but he had one meeting with Ray Charles.
Amazing,
and,
huh?
Yeah, that is amazing. And I think the caller that said it needs to be more diversified was correct. Morgan Freeman won an Oscar for the first time in his career, and he's an outstanding actor.
Yeah, for Best Supporting Actor. Also, you know, going along with the Ray Charles film, I thought Jamie Foxx was also good in Collateral. Did you see Collateral?
Yes, he was amazing in Collateral as well.
I mean, he could have won a nomination for that. I thought that was an excellent performance.
Yes, he did very good in that film. I think there are some outstanding actors that don't get recognized in diversified roles. I mean, there was a stigma for a long time in Hollywood. Sidney Poitier won, and then after that we didn't hear about ethnic backgrounds winning Oscars until Halle Berry and Denzel Washington.
Right.
So
right.
I think it's finally the tide is turning towards ethnicity and diversity, especially like in foreign films and other things like that.
Well, did you see Sideways?
No, I haven't seen that yet.
Well, there's the Asian actress, I think her name's Wendy Ho. Wendy O, I think it's Wendy O, maybe is her name, and I saw her in the audience last night. And even though she didn't have, I mean, she had a good part in Sideways. It seems to me that she should have at least been nominated for something. And then when I saw the movie and thought about it, I thought, man, you know, it must be rough in Hollywood the way Hollywood is. It must be rough to be an Asian actress because I don't know if she's Japanese, Chinese, Korean. I don't know. I have any idea, but I know she's Asian by her name and her looks. But it must be rough to know that, you know, you go to read for a part that there are only so many parts out there for minority actors and actresses.
Right, exactly. And I think it's about time actors get recognized on their performance and their merit, you know. A lot of actors don't get recognized for that because the films don't make it, or because they don't think it's good enough. Like Radio, for instance, that was an excellent film, you know, and you don't see films like that, good-hearted films about somebody or situation or a documentary getting those films. I think Michael Moore should have gotten an Oscar, personally.
Yeah, I do, too.
Fahrenheit 9/11. I mean, it's time to stop with the censorship. I really think so.
I think Bush should have gotten an Oscar for Fahrenheit 9/11 for that scene in the Florida classroom. Don't you think he should have got an Oscar for that, for pretending to be a president who knew what the hell was going on?
Well, they did a side award show. I forget what it was called, but he got Worst Actor in a film.
He got the Razzie Award. Is what I heard.
That's it.
Yeah, well,
the Worst Actor.
Exactly. Thanks. Appreciate the call. Call again.
Thank you.
All right, 6:27, 27 minutes after 6, and look for it to be mostly sunny today with a high near 50. Marie, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi. Yes, I wanted to talk about the Academy Awards.
Sure.
I didn't watch it.
Well, why not?
I saw two of the movies that were nominated, the Rwanda and the and all I can remember is all these dead bodies on the road. And then I saw the Ray Charles. That was good, you know, but I won't see it again. It was good. But
well, wait a minute. Why didn't you like Hotel Rwanda?
It was so sad. It was just, true, I know.
Yeah, it's part of life.
It's true, but why can't...
I mean, it didn't have to happen, but it did.
Stop, and it's still happening. That's what's so sad.
Yeah, you'd think that people would go and would
protest,
see the movie,
something.
Go and see the movie and would understand that genocide is still going on in a lot of third world countries.
Nobody cares. Not, you know, we don't anyway. I just care about Iraq. But anyway, I was disappointed that The Passion and Fahrenheit were ignored. I would have watched it if they had been nominated.
Oh, I was glad. You talking about The Passion of the Christ?
Yes.
I was glad that was ignored. I hate that movie like with a passion.
That's too
Pardon
bad.
The pun. I hate
feel,
that film.
I feel sorry for you. I'm
why
sorry.
Do you feel sorry for me?
I'm sorry for you.
Well, no. Why do you feel sorry for me? I thought the film sucked.
I really do. You should have heard Michael Medd talk about it on the radio.
No, I try to avoid him. Why do you feel sorry for me? Because I don't accept Jesus Christ as my Savior and therefore believe that an overly wrought, dramatic interpretation of him dragging the cross and the whole thing deserved an Oscar?
Absolutely. Yes,
no, no
way. Now that's the truth.
And Mel Gibson should get some kind of an award for fiction for the way he portrayed the Jews in that film too.
Oh, no.
With big long noses and evil looking eyes and things. I found that to be extremely entertaining.
Oh, that's too bad. Well, anyway, okay, he's made over $1 billion nationally.
Well, so in other words, if something
made the most money.
Yes, if something makes a lot.
Made.
If something
so
makes
if it's
ma'am,
so bad, why did it make the
ma'am,
most money?
I'll answer your question if you'll let me.
Well, go ahead.
All right, so making money is the yardstick that we use.
He made the
well,
movie.
The Pentagon makes a ton of money. They also spend a ton of money. So does that make them good?
The people went to see it. The
yeah,
people.
Right.
It's
yeah.
not corporations
okay.
making.
Oh no.
And the government.
Yeah.
It's
okay.
the people. Yeah.
Yeah. The movie still sucked. Thanks for the call.
Bye.
The movie. I mean, did you see it, Turk?
I did see that.
I hated every minute of it.
It seemed really long and quite drawn out and pretty bloody. And, yeah, I mean, it wasn't anything that I thought it was going to be.
I mean, if we want to use generating money as a standard, the Pentagon generates and wastes more money than you and I will ever see. Does that make them a hit? Or is that a bad analogy? Can I think of a better analogy on my first morning? The way the Jews were portrayed in that movie was awful. Oh, look at those people with big, long noses and the evil, beady eyes and pale skin. All right, it's 6:30. It's 6:30 here at AM 760 Boulder's Progressive Talk. Let's check out traffic here with Jamie Michaels. Jamie?
Hey, I'm looking at the Harry commute up north right now. We've got a crash at Thornton Parkway and 104th. It's got northbound I-25 closed, and a police investigation is still in progress. A semi is involved in this crash. Its contents have spilled all over the place onto the freeway. If you absolutely have to head through there, you'll be diverted onto Thornton Parkway over to Washington, and you can anticipate the area being shut down for quite a while. The turnpike, however, moving along fairly well this morning with just a bit of crowding near Church Ranch heading eastbound. Your Boulder weather today, partly sunny skies, and 46 is your daytime expected high, an overnight low dipping down to 26 under partly cloudy skies, and tomorrow partly sunny again, with a high reaching 50 degrees. Currently, we have 30 in Boulder with a chilly 18-degree wind chill. Arapahoe Basin season passes are still available. Adult season passes are $179. For more information, call 1-888-ARAPAHOE or check out arapahoebasin.com. Toyota is the official vehicle of Arapahoe Basin. I'm Jamie Michael for AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
He's the former mayor of Cincinnati, a former city councilman, an aspiring senator, a writer, a musician, a former aide to Senator Robert Kennedy. He's one of America's leading liberal commentators. The man who is filled.
Is it time to go for a refreshing dip? Dip into something different at the Melting Pot. The Melting Pot isn't just for special occasions. Come any evening to relax, unwind, and enjoy fabulous fondue, fine wine, and fun times. Finish off the evening with a sinfully delicious chocolate fondue. Add a little amaretto or, oh, maybe Bailey's Irish Cream. If you're planning a special occasion, the Melting Pot dining experience is like none you'll find anywhere else. And if you're the kind of person with a flair for living and a taste for fun, you can enjoy out-of-the-ordinary dining at the Melting Pot any night of the week. Make plans to dine at their Louisville location at 732 Main Street or their Littleton location at 2707 West Main Street. Don't forget to ask about the nightly specials, including the ever-popular Big Night Out or new for 2004, the Good Night Delight. To view the Melting Pot's menu or get driving directions, go to FondueCity.com.
American Financing Corporation is the mortgage company I trust, and you can too. Hi, I'm Tom Martino, your consumer advocate and troubleshooter. Sure, you'll hear a lot of other mortgage companies saying you can trust them, but are they on our referral list at troubleshooter.com? Do they have a guarantee of good service? American Financing does, and they put it in writing. That's right, they're so sure you'll get the lowest rates and closing costs, they'll guarantee it in writing. How many other mortgage companies make that promise? They're loan officers do not earn commissions. They're paid a salary, and their only job is to get the best deal for you. And they offer every type of mortgage in the industry, so you'll get the right one for you without shopping all over the place. So whether you're a first-time home buyer or refinancing, contact the company I trust, American Financing Corporation, 303-695-7000. That's 303-695-7000. Experience the difference. American Financing Corporation.
So, the duct tape not holding those old glasses together anymore? Is NASA calling your house, asking for your old Coke bottle style lenses for their new space telescope? Isn't it time for new eyeglasses? Well, we can help. Hi, I'm Ira Haber from Your Optics. Not only can we help you look better, but see better too. And when you look better, you will feel better too. From now through the end of February, when you bring an old pair of eyeglasses to donate to the Lions Club, Your Optics will give you $75 off the price of any prescription set of frames and lenses. That's right, you can save $75 at Your Optics by bringing in your old eyeglasses. Pick from our huge inventory of designer and fashion frames from around the world and save big while you're doing so. You get a new outlook on life, save $75, and someone less fortunate gets to see.
Your Optics. In Flatiron Marketplace near Nordstrom Rack, just east of the mall. In Cherry Creek North, next to the Tattered Cover. In Park Meadows Mall. And in Greenwood Village, at Holly and Orchard.
By calling 1-800-555-TREE. When banks compete, you win. Call 1-800-555-TREE for details and licensing. Equal housing opportunity.
It's Jay Marvin on AM 760. Boulder's Progressive Talk.
Good morning, 635, 25 minutes in front of 7 o'clock. Mostly sunny today. Going to be a great day, a high near 50. 303-713-7600. There's an article this morning in the front of the Post. I've always wanted to talk about this. I've talked about it before, but I always feel like I never get any honest answers on this. Teens saying yes to saying no is what the article says. It's important to take a stand in what we believe. Two high school sweethearts, I'm quoting from the article now, were matching simple silver rings of fish and crosses. They aren't engaged. They wear the rings as a promise and a reminder that they've chosen to practice abstinence. Now, Sunday, 4,000 youths, parents, adults, attended the Pure by Choice rally in the Denver Coliseum. The rally's message was to empower youths to live purely and remain chaste. Sex brings a lot of problems, one of the teenagers said. You can have fun without sex. Does abstinence really work? The teens from Wiggins are involved in activities outside of the school, watch a lot of movies. They attend the rally with their church groups. Participants who signed an abstinence contract received a ring or a bracelet to symbolize their vow. Now, if you got kids, I want you to call them. But listen, we all were kids at one time. But if you've got kids, do you teach them abstinence? Does abstinence teaching really work? Or are these just, you know, these stories crop up in the news every once in a while, but it doesn't necessarily mean that it's that it works on a wide scale basis. And I'd like to know how many of you practiced abstinence when you were young. I got to tell you, not me. I mean, I wish I could say otherwise, but I didn't. Turk, you want me to put you on the spot?
If you want to. I did not practice abstinence, Jay.
You think it works?
I bet for some people it does. You know, it depends on your religion or, you know, your belief system. But I think for some people it does. But if you're teaching kids that, I think probably not going to happen.
In other words, can you teach abstinence to kids but not teach them about safe sex?
I think at schools you teach safe sex. In the church you teach abstinence.
Yeah, I would agree with you. I would agree with you 100% about that. But can you, for those people, those parents who believe in teaching abstinence as the ultimate sex education, is it really wise to do that and not teach them how to have safe sex so that if something happens, they're protected? I've often wondered if you can have the donkey without the cart, or the cart without the donkey, or maybe the cart before the horse, or whatever, however that saying goes. I really wonder if this works. I know in my generation it didn't work. If you had talked to us about abstinence, and they tried, I mean, we laughed at them. But then again, too, we never got talked to about what would happen if you did have sex. That was never really discussed either. But I have run across people doing this, who will call and they will swear that they teach their kids abstinence, but that they will not discuss STDs. They are not going to discuss safe sex. They do not want condoms handed out, and they think that it's like the worst thing in the world that a school or any public health agency would hand out condoms. And I really wonder if you can't have one without the other. Now, obviously, this article gives it to you from a kind of a religious-based atmosphere, because that's what was going on. Church groups got together here. But I'd like to know, even within those church groups, if they talk about it. Now, the guy who founded this, the speaker, Keith Delatano, used comedy to promote his message. He's a self-described combination of Chris Rock and Billy Graham. Delatano says his performance, I'm quoting here from the Post, is very in your face. The former teacher began working with teens promoting abstinence in 1993 when one of his sixth grade students became pregnant. He realized the push for condom use that started in the 1990s wasn't enough. His experience with students told him that once adults started lecturing, preaching, or judging, teens shut down. I think we can all identify with that. But the question is, can you have one without the other? All right, get off your half moons and get plugged in here. 303-713-7600. And did your parents teach you abstinence? My parents never even talked to me about sex. I don't ever remember having one conversation at all with my parents about sex. How about you, Dirk? Did you ever talk to your parents about sex?
Not that I can remember. I'm sure my dad probably did at some point, but it wasn't really talked about in my household. I just kind of figured it out myself.
See, that's the thing. How do you figure it out yourself at 6:41? 18 minutes in front of 7 o'clock. How do you figure it out yourself? Well, you get the information from your friends, right? But a lot of people do not. There are people out there who don't even want the idea of sex taught in schools. But how are kids supposed to find out? Because there are a lot of parents out there that won't talk to their kids. There are a lot of parents out there. You know, they get red-faced and shifty. I talked to my daughter about it. I basically kind of said to her, don't do what I did. And even then I felt kind of funny because, you know something, I don't have any regrets for what I did. I really don't. I'd love to talk to a male, to one man out there who was sexually active when he was young in high school, who's going to call up here and say, you know, I was and I regret it. 6:42, it's 18 minutes. No, it's not. I'm not going to get a call. 18 minutes in front of 7. All right, let's check out traffic on AM 760.
And good morning. I'm Jamie Michael on AM 760 Boulder's Progressive Talk with a rough ride through Thornton for you this morning. A crash at Thornton Parkway and 104th as the I-25 freeway closed northbound. A police investigation is still in progress because not only was a semi involved with its contents spilling onto the freeway, but a police car was also hit. So if you must head through the area, you'll be forced onto Thornton Parkway and over to Washington. You can expect northbound 25 and Thornton to be closed for much of the morning. Well, the coast is clear for you on the Boulder Turnpike, but a crash out of Denver southbound 25 at Evans has been reported. Expect authorities on the scene. Your Boulder weather today, partly cloudy and 46 are expected high. Tonight, a low down in the mid-20s at about 26 with partly cloudy skies, and tomorrow partly sunny prevails with a high reaching 50 degrees. Currently, we have 29 in Boulder with a wind chill of 18. No matter what size your business's Quest can customize a plan to fit your business needs. That's the Quest promise of value. Call Quest at 800-730-2188. That's 800-730-2188 for your business communication needs. Quest. I'm Jamie Michael for AM 760 Boulder's Progressive Talk.
He's the former mayor of Cincinnati, a former city councilman, an aspiring senator, a writer, a musician, a former aide to Senator Robert Kennedy. He's one of America's leading liberal commentators, the man who is...
All right, class, please take your seat.
Helping to build a positive influence through teaching can be one of the most rewarding careers. The College of the Humanities and Sciences offers a Master's of Arts in Education, in addition to several other bachelor's, master's, and diploma programs in the humanities and sciences. All coursework through the College of the Humanities and Sciences is distance education-based, allowing students to design their own curriculum and set a study schedule that is convenient for them. To find out how you can obtain your Master's of Arts in Education or other exciting degree programs through the College of the Humanities and Sciences, click on the banner ad inside this media player. Log on to www.chumsci.edu or call 1-877-248-6724. The College of the Humanities and Sciences, your first choice for distance learning.
County Line Liquor is paying back their loyal customers with the Savings Train Card. Pick up a Savings Train Card, fill in your favorite item, and have your card stamped with each purchase. Buy 6 of your favorite item, you get the next one at half price, or buy 12 and get the next one for a penny. Good on every item in the store, including sale items. No games, no gimmicks, no case discounts. Hop on the Savings Train today at County Line Liquor, County Line and Broadway.
Heading to the mountains to make some turns? Why not stay 2 nights in Breckenridge for free? No strings attached. Stay minutes from Main Street at the Breck Inn. A quaint Victorian inn with a cozy fireplace, outdoor hot tub, 2 qualifications. Restrictions and blackout dates apply. Offer good Sunday through Wednesday, weekend upgrades available. Act now to take advantage of this limited time offer. They say the best things in life aren't free. Well, you're going to disagree. Visit twofreenights.com for more information or call 1-877-39-GRAND to book your 2 free nights in Breckenridge. You must mention 2 free nights. Call 1-877-39-GRAND.
Are you an optimist or a realist? How about being an optimistic realist? Stonecastle Security helps you deal with the reality of crime and vandalism. Click here if you've ever considered a security system to protect your family. Click here to find out how Stonecastle Security, with its 24-hour monitoring, state-of-the-art motion detection, and theft protection guarantee, can protect your property. Restrictions do apply, so click here for details or call Stonecastle Security, an authorized ADT dealer, at 303-456-5550.
A program tailored to successful business people, call 303-623-1888 or log on to colorado.edu/executive MBA.
Thick in it to righties everywhere. Jay Marvin, AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
I smell sex and
good morning, 647 on Chicago's, Chicago, there we go, I say I slipped. 647 on AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk. Mostly sunny, high near 50, and we're talking here about this chastity article in the it's on the Denver Post. It's the front page of the Denver Post this morning, and about the whole idea: can you just teach abstinence without teaching safe sex? Does one have to go with the other? 303-713-7600, or can you get away with just teaching just one, which is abstinence? I threw out the challenge. Okay, to anybody who was like 16, 17, 18 years old. Say, in 1969, 70, 71, 72. Were you unhappy with your experience because you weren't a virgin when you got married? Does anybody want to call them? I wasn't one. I slipped. Tammy, hi. You're on AM 760. Good morning.
Good morning to you. I think you're creating an interesting or a false dichotomy there to say that teaching abstinence means not teaching the rest of sex education just doesn't make sense. You're asking, I graduated from high school in 1981. I practiced abstinence. The only man that I've ever been with has been my husband. And it wasn't for a religious reason. It was for some emotional reasons. I plan to teach that to my kids, but also the rest of it. Just because you teach abstinence doesn't mean that the people who believe in abstinence are not necessarily those who believe that you shouldn't have any other sex education as well.
Well, a lot of them are, though, because I've run into it. A lot of them, particularly people on the religious right, they want to preach abstinence, but they don't ever want to tell a kid what to do, or they don't ever want to tell a kid what's what when it comes to something happening. They don't want to have discussions of condoms. There are parents out there, and most of them on the religious right, who if the school district passed out condoms, they'd freak out. They go nuts.
Well, right, but again, it's not all. Your implication is that everyone who teaches abstinence
It's not what I'm doing. I'm being specific. I am pointing out a specific group. I am saying that well-rounded parents, obviously the best thing to do is to teach your child both, that you wait, and that in today's world experimenting can be dangerous, but if you must engage in sex, you engage in safe sex. But there is, if we took this conversation and moved it to Colorado Springs, trust me, the phone lines would be blowing off the hook with people from the religious right who would say, you absolutely do not talk to them about safe sex. You do not hand out condoms. I've heard this time and time again.
I agree that there are people out there like that. I was interested in one of the quotes from the article, though, to say that only sex ed with STDs and condoms and that sort of thing is incomplete, and I think that's equally as valid. It's not fair to teach one without the other. You've got to have a balance so that kids have choices. If there is a desire, a need, a urge, whatever, and they can't practice abstinence, then they need to do it the safest way possible.
I would agree 100% with you. Tammy, have a great day.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Okay. Will, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Yeah, good morning, Jay.
Hi. What's up, Will?
Well, first of all, welcome back, Boat Drinks.
And, hey, Boat Drinks to you too, pal.
Thanks, man. I got two comments. First one is Al Franken makes a point, and I thought I'd better attribute it to him, is that abstinence only works well until it doesn't. You know, you tell the kid may have the right according to these people anyway, the right idea of, well, I'm going to be virtuous and I'm going to not mess around and whatever until it happens. And then they're not prepared. So you have to do both. I agree with you if you're going to go down that path. And the second comment I have is that there is one religious organization that I can think of which has been advocating and requiring abstinence for its clergy for about 2,000 years.
Oh, I know where you're going here.
Yeah, how well does that work?
Yeah, keep going. Are you talking about the Catholic Church?
Well, yeah, and I don't wish to beat up on the Catholic Church.
No, because there are many. Because listen, there are many, many fine Catholics, and there's also, you know, that whole liberation theology thing from the Catholic Church, which is magnificent.
Agreed.
But you're right. I mean, they have had problems in the past, and hopefully will not have them in the future.
Well, and that's the thing, is that, you know, we are sexual creatures, and it's going to happen, and especially when you're a teenager and you get the hormones going nuts, it's going to happen. And, you know, the best thing to do is to prepare people for it and to encourage them to do it safely.
But you can't do it. You can't teach one without the other.
Well, exactly.
Teaching abstinence but not teaching, you know, safe sex and the use of a condom and all those kinds of things, if you don't teach them together, I maintain it can't work.
Yeah, and I agree with that. And I'm kind of wondering here, this also just occurs to me, is that, you know, I'm not a big gun guy, but the idea of saying, well, see these guns on the wall over here? Don't touch them. Don't ever touch them, and that's the end of it. Whereas if you're going to be the sort of a person that's going to have weapons in the house, well, perhaps you ought to teach people how to use them safely.
Yeah.
Maybe that's stretching the analogy too far. I don't know.
No, I don't think it is. I think it's appropriate. I mean, there are a lot of people, you know, a gun, if you're going to own a gun, and this could kick off a whole thing here about gun owners' rights.
Oh, yeah.
You know, but if you're going to own a gun, I mean, certainly you should be required to know how to use it and use it safely, not just have one.
Mm-hmm.
And the same thing with sex.
Yeah, because essentially we all come armed in that department.
Well, most of us do.
Yeah, going by the commercials nowadays. Well.
Yeah. Yeah, you know, especially the Cialis commercials. Have you seen those lately on TV?
Oh dear, yeah.
Where they say, if you have, can I use that word on the radio? I'm trying to think of whether I can repeat. Well, they say it on television,
right?
If you
have enthusiasm for more than,
if you have a problem for more than 4 hours at a time, it may require medical attention. Yeah, right. No kidding.
But again, as others have pointed out, you know, you can talk about that on television, but oh dear, not Janet Jackson. We can't have that.
That's right. Well, we're all under the Michael Powell code of censorship, even though he is leaving the FCC. Yeah. All right. Hey, good to hear from you, man.
Likewise, and welcome back, Jake.
Thanks. Call me again.
I will.
All right. 6:54 on Chicago's. I did it again. I'm so used to saying that from my previous radio station. 6:54 on talk radio for the rest of us, AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk. Most people have no idea what it is like to do this, to transfer from radio station to radio station, particularly if you've been saying something constantly in your head for like the last 6 years. All right, coming up after 7 o'clock, they want to buy out Ward Churchill, perhaps. Should he take it? Should he take the buyout? His lawyer says if it's $10 million, he'll talk to him. But if it's 10 cents or 10 bucks, forget it. You and I will talk about it coming up.
Days of sunshine and your sunglasses are junk. I'm Ira Haber. For over 20 years, Gear Optics has been known to sell the finest eyeglasses in Colorado. Designer name brands from around the world. But did you know that Gear Optics also sells the world's finest sunglasses? Well, we do. Whether for driving or for skiing, backpacking, or fishing, we have the largest selection of Oakley, Maui Jim, Persol, Ray-Ban, Rudy Project, and Adidas sunglasses in Colorado, plus all the Haute Couture sunglass lines. And unlike the mall chains, we actually take the time to custom fit every pair of sunglasses to you. So, whether you need prescription sunglasses, clip-on sunglasses, or the best in non-prescription sunglasses, you're sure to find exactly what you want at Gear Optics. Made in the shade, baby.
your optics. In Flatiron Marketplace near Nordstrom Rack, just east of the mall. In Cherry Creek North, next to the Tattered Cover. In Park Meadows Mall. And in Greenwood Village at Holly and Orchard.
Is your home mortgage interest rate higher than 5%? Hi, this is Barney Aldridge with Benchmark Lending. And whether you're purchasing a new home or considering refinancing your existing one, we've got a brand new fixed rate at 5%. Hey, if we can't save you at least $150 a month, we won't bother. But if we can, we'll do it right now over the phone. Call us at 1-800-680-4000. You invest a couple minutes of your time, and we'll run the numbers. There's no selling here. Either we can save you money or we can't. But even if you've been turned down everywhere else, don't hesitate to call us because we specialize in bad credit. And whether your loan's $100,000 or $600,000, it's still 5%. And guess what? We're nice people, too. So call us at 1-800-680-4000. That's 1-800-680-4000.
Colorado Supervised Lender. Adjustable rate loan. Interest rate fixed for 5 years. APR 5.21%.
Brakes Plus does over 1,000 brake and auto services daily. They are the experts. Brakes Plus is the home of the $79 brake special and lifetime brakes starting at $99. For money-saving coupons and a location near you, visit brakesplus.com.
Searching for a bachelor's or master's degree program can be a daunting process. Why not study from a college that is focused on the humanities and sciences that allows you to build a course of study that is both interesting and convenient with your busy schedule?
The College of the Humanities and Sciences offers associate's, bachelor's, and master's degrees, as well as a diploma program, allowing students the opportunity to explore imaginative literature, natural science, philosophy and religion, social science, education, and jurisprudence degree programs from the comfort of their homes. Because coursework is distance education-based, students design their own curriculum and set a study schedule that's convenient for them. To find out how you can start advancing your educational goals today, click on the banner ad inside this media player. Log on to www.chumsci.edu or call 1-877-248-6724. The College of the Humanities and Sciences, your first choice for distance learning.
303-1010. That's 303-933-1010. 303-933-1010.
He's the former mayor of Cincinnati, a former city councilman, an aspiring senator, a writer, a musician, a former aide to Senator Robert Kennedy. He's one of America's leading liberal commentators. The man who is filling in for Randy Rhodes on Sick Leave. He's the Jerry Springer you might not know. Jerry Springer in for Randy Rhodes, 4 to 8 p.m. Find out who the real Jerry Springer is on AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk. The state of the union, the state of the economy, the state of the war. Now more than ever, your voice must be heard. This is AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk, KKZN Thornton Boulder.
This is Air America Radio News. Good morning. I'm Wayne Gilman. The violence in Iraq rages on this morning after yet another suicide car bomb took the lives of 110 and wounded 133 others in the town of Hilla. There appears to be no end to the efforts by the insurgents to destabilize the government. Today's attack occurred just south of Baghdad and the second of its kind in less than 48 hours. In other news, the insurers of credit cards and banking establishments in general are keeping their fingers crossed that the controversy Consumer Bankruptcy Reform Act will become the law. It will make it more difficult for people to file bankruptcy as a last resort to actually discharge their credit card debts. Controversial bill is tied to the abortion debate. Here's writer Sam Rosenfeld of the American Prospect magazine, who made a guest appearance on Air America's Mornings Edition this morning.
Schumer has single-handedly held this bill from passing for the last 5 years with another amendment of his. It's a provision that says any abortion activists who incur fines through illegal protests can't seek protection through bankruptcy, and that has passed in the Senate for 5 years, but every single year, pro-life conservatives in the House have refused to go off on it, and that's what's held up this bill the entire time. He's going to propose it again this week.
Rosenfeld's reference to Schumer is, of course, U.S. Senator from New York, Charles Schumer, regarding his stance on that particular bill. In other news, a group of wealthy Hollywood donors is raising money to fight the Democratic leadership's first choice to run the Senate seat in Rhode Island because that candidate opposes abortion rights. Victoria Hopper, wife of actor Dennis Hopper, enlisted 16 actors, producers, and philanthropists to sign a letter objecting to the potential candidacy of Representative Jing Lang. Sangamon, who is being recruited for the 2006 race by the Democratic Senatorial Campaign Committee. The letter writers say they support the primary candidacy of Matt Brown, Rhode Island Secretary of State, for the seat now held by Lincoln Chafee, a Republican. Los Angeles Mayor James Hahn's re-election bid has suffered a major slide just days before voters go to the polls on whether to grant him a second term. Hahn, according to reports, is facing charges that he let corruption and fraud flourish at Los Angeles City Hall. Charges have tarnished his image of being an honest politician. Right now, county prosecutors are investigating allegations that Hahn supporters shook down companies that wanted to do business with the city of Los Angeles by tying public contracts to political contributions. Federal prosecutors have opened their own inquiry. While the mayor has not been directly implicated, he maintains that he knew of no acts of wrongdoing. No city official has been charged, though several have resigned. And a weekend report says Democrats are anxious about rebuilding the party following last year's loss to President George W. Bush. Wayne Gilman, Air America Radio News.
News brought to you by Xantrex 3, the most powerful diet pill in America. Xantrex 3, more weight loss, faster weight loss, energy to burn. Xantrex 3 at stores nationwide or log on to Xantrex3.com.
The AM 760, progressive traffic.
Good morning, I'm Jamie Michael on AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk. A rocky road through Thornton this morning with a crash at Thornton Parkway and 104th, having northbound I-25 closed. A police investigation is still in progress.
Is it time to go for a refreshing dip? Dip into something different at the Melting Pot. The Melting Pot isn't just for special occasions. Come any evening to relax, unwind, and enjoy fabulous fondue, fine wine, and fun times. Finish off the evening with a sinfully delicious chocolate fondue. Add a little amaretto or, oh, maybe Bailey's Irish Cream. If you're planning a special occasion, the Melting Pot dining experience is like none you'll find anywhere else. And if you're the kind of person with a flair for living and a taste for fun, you can enjoy out-of-the-ordinary dining at the Melting Pot any night of the week. Make plans to dine at their Louisville location at 732 Main Street or their Littleton location at 2707 West Main Street. Don't forget to ask about the nightly specials, including the ever-popular Big Night Out or new for 2004, the Good Night Delight. To view the Melting Pot's menu or get driving directions, go to FondueCity.com.
In Boulder, currently the temperature is about 28. We're sinking with a wind chill of 16. Learn about the University of Colorado's downtown Denver campus at their open house. Meet faculty, take tours, get details on admission and financial aid. Learn how to earn your CU degree this Sunday from noon until 3 at the Auraria Events Center. More.
American Financing Corporation is the mortgage company I trust, and you can too. Hi, I'm Tom Martino, your consumer advocate and troubleshooter. Sure, you'll hear a lot of other mortgage companies saying you can trust them, but are they on our referral list at troubleshooter.com? Do they have a guarantee of good service? American Financing does, and they put it in writing. That's right, they're so sure you'll get the lowest rates and closing costs, they'll guarantee it in writing. How many other mortgage companies make that promise? They're loan officers do not earn commissions. They're paid a salary, and their only job is to get the best deal for you. And they offer every type of mortgage in the industry, so you'll get the right one for you without shopping all over the place. So whether you're a first-time home buyer or refinancing, contact the company I trust, American Financing Corporation, 303-695-7000. That's 303-695-7000. Experience the difference. American Financing Corporation.
303-447-9000. You're going to like this. 303-447-9000.
This is the Jay Marvin Show on AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
It's the end of the world as we know it.
Good morning. Mostly sunny today, a high near 50. 7:05, 5 minutes after 7, Jay Marvin on AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk. And it's good to have you along. Let me give you the phone number, 303-713-7600. This is the topic that everybody's dancing around, but we're going to get into it because it dominates the news, and it's going to continue to dominate the news. And the latest development is, over the weekend, stories have come out, and it's in this morning's paper, too, in the Denver Post. CU may offer to buy out Churchill. This is an article by Dave Curtin and Arthur Kane in the Denver Post. University of Colorado officials are considering offering Ward Churchill an early retirement package that could end an increasingly uncomfortable standoff with the controversial professor. Two people familiar with the internal CU discussions said the still undecided offer is in the idea stage. The discussion comes just a week before a three-person panel is scheduled to deliver a report on Churchill's fitness for tenure. David Lane, Churchill's attorney, said he has not been contacted about a buyout offer, but he said while his primary focus is protecting Churchill's constitutional right to speak, he would be willing to listen to a university proposal. To quote Churchill, quoting out of the Denver Post, "If they offer $10 million, I would think about it. If they offer him $10, I wouldn't." Question to you is, if Churchill is offered the buyout, should he take it? Yes or no? 303-713-7600, AM760, Boulder's Progressive Talk. Get off your half moons. I want to hear from you on this. Should Ward Churchill take the buyout, yes or no? If he took the buyout, it would end all of the controversy, or at least most of it. And as most of us know, Churchill has undergone an extensive media review of his scholarship, his artwork, his genealogy, which is totally obscured, in my opinion. Just totally obscured what this whole flap started out to be about. It's almost as if they harnessed this giant machine to discredit this guy because they didn't like what he wrote. So we'll discredit him. The latest controversy is whether artwork by Churchill, titled Winter Attack, was copied from a 1972 piece by Thomas Malus, The Mystic Warriors of the Plains. Do you think that Churchill should take the buyout and walk away, or should he fight this to the very bitter end? I would be tempted if they offered me the money. But wouldn't he lose something along with it? And wouldn't he lose his integrity? I don't know if you've ever been in a difficult situation. I'm sure all of you will answer yes. The immediate answer that comes to your head is yes. But to be wrapped up in all of this controversy, and you know what? I wish Ward Churchill would come on here. Come on, AM 760. Stay away from the right-wing media. Come here. Boulder's Progressive Talk Station. I'd give you, Ward, a fair hearing. And you'd have nothing to fear. But the question is, should he take the buyout? 303-713-7600. Peter, for the mobile. Peter, you're on AM 760. Go ahead.
Hi. I hope he doesn't, And I think it's sort of a cowardly act on the part of CU to try to buy him out. I truly believe, and it was one of the things after 9/11 that I hope the American people will begin to address, and that is that our group culpability in the actions of our government covering the last 30 or 40 years, and I'm talking about El Salvador, Nicaragua, and other parts of the world, but the American people turned instead to hate and loathing and revenge. They did not address the real issue. Now, I personally would never have compared the victims to little Eichmanns. But on the other hand, there is a question here that we all need to address as Americans, and that is, are we responsible for the actions of our government, the covert actions of our government that lead to the mass deaths of thousands and thousands of other peoples around the world?
You know what shocks me, Peter? What shocks me is people think that things just happen in a vacuum, that they don't sit down to figure out that while all of us hate and abhor what 9/11, what happened there, and I'm like you, I wouldn't call them little Eichmanns, it is fundamentally impossible to ignore the plain fact that this country has engaged in excess when it has come to colonialism and neocolonialism, and what's ending up happening here is we're ending up getting payback.
That's right, And you know, we can turn, like I said, like, you know, a revenge motive and attack Iraq and just strike out blindly against all these peoples, but it's not addressing the real question, and that is, if you vote for these death machines, you know, of our government, are we all responsible, and are we innocent? Are there any innocent victims in America? I would hate to think that even though I've opposed all this stuff, that I'm a culpable, you know, and that I'm responsible too. But in a way, I am too, and everybody is in America, because we benefit, financially, and our standard of life and the resources we get from all these third world countries. We are somewhat buying into this thing that this whole murder thing, that it's okay to kill these other people and to keep them under our thumb as long as it benefits all the rest of us. And even those who are not political are, in a sense, responsible too.
Wow, well, that's something to ponder. All right, Peter, thanks. Appreciate
Thank
the call.
You. Bye.
Things just don't happen in a vacuum. Trouble that's going on here, though, is what Ward Churchill is trying to say, at least what I can glean from it, is being obscured by this massive effort to discredit him as a person, or discredit him as a teacher, or discredit him as a scholar, or discredit him as his work. That it's like they go into overtime looking for stuff. But imagine if you were Ward Churchill and somebody offered you the money. Would you take it? Jeff, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Good morning. I don't think you should take the buyout. I mean, America was founded on debate, and it just goes to show you that anybody that questions this administration is discredited and thrown aside. You know, they just focus in on two words, Little Eichmann. Well, what's the true meaning of Little Eichmann? It's true. The American people just stand by and passively watch this government run down another country, lie to us, and, it's just unbelievable what this administration is doing, and the American people passively stand by and let it happen, just as the German people did.
Well, I think some people stand by. Some people are doing the best that they possibly can. And it's not only this administration, though. I mean, it goes back way far, far back, this country's behavior, because in reality, I've had tons of discussions with people about this, that, you know, there are those out there who believe that this country should act only in its own self-interest. And my point of view is, if you act only in your self-interest, then, you know, you're headed for disaster.
Right.
And it's that whole thing about think globally. Colonialism, I mean, what these are third world countries that are angry over what has gone down, and that they haven't had a right to choose their own leader, that they've suffered terrible oppression under military dictatorships, which we have supported because it's helped us out.
Right.
This is what we're talking about here, basically.
Yeah, America speaks of freedom when it talks about itself, but even that's being restricted, you know, when it comes to other countries and the resources that we want, we just run them down.
Well, you know, let me take it back to 9/11 for a second here. It's 7:14, 14 minutes after 7. After 9/11 happened, and we were all shocked.
Right.
Did anybody...
As was I.
Right, we were all shocked. Did anybody sit down, though, for a second? And I didn't do it, so I admit I'm guilty. Did anybody sit down and ask why? What was the reasoning?
Yeah.
What could we have possibly have done? We just assumed that, you know, I'm not sure what we assumed. We assumed that we had been attacked by these guys, that they were in Afghanistan. I supported going into Afghanistan to get them. But the thing is, we never looked or never bothered to examine the larger picture of why somebody would fly airplanes into a building, and what motivates that, and where that information, where that motivation is coming from.
Right. Yeah, and I supported Afghanistan, too, and I even supported Iraq.
I did, too, in the beginning.
Lied to.
Yeah, I did, too, in the beginning, until I found out I was lied to. I'm still waiting. You know, the WMDs are out there with O.J. looking for, the killer of his wife.
Yeah, exactly.
All right, pal. Thanks for the call.
Thank you.
303-713-7600, 303-713-7600. Does Ward Churchill take the buyout if it's offered to him, CU gets off the hook, or should he stay and fight this thing totally and completely out? CU is, it's been reported, in several of the papers and in the Denver Post this morning, that University of Colorado officials are considering offering Ward Churchill an early retirement package. You know, I don't agree with the Lil Eichmann's analogy. I said that last time I was on AM 760. I don't agree with that. But I do agree with his right to speak his mind, particularly if you look at the whole tenure picture, which he has. He did it on his own dime, on his own time. He didn't even do it within the walls of the school. So he's being punished for that? Doesn't sound like the kind of America I want to live in. All right, 7:17, 17 minutes after 7, let's take a look at traffic.
And good morning. We're still focused on the big mess east of Boulder, north of Denver. If you're heading northbound on I-25 in Thornton, you understand what I'm talking about. The freeway is still closed this morning with a crash at 104th, having northbound 25 closed at Thornton Parkway. A police investigation is underway because a police car itself was involved in the actual wreck, as well as a semi. It is a heinous wait right now, but if you have to use the freeway, your required alternate is Thornton Parkway over to the Washington area. You also can expect northbound 25 to remain closed for much of the commute. Well, so far it's been a clean ride on the Boulder Turnpike, both east and westbound. Sluggish, though, approaching the I-25 merge. Your Boulder weather today, mostly sunny and 46 is your high. Tonight, a low in the mid-20s. And tomorrow, partly sunny and 50 degrees. Currently in Boulder, we have 28 degrees with a wind chill of 16. Todd Helton says, take the freeway to Freeway 4, and right now get your choice of a 2005 F-150 or 4x4 Ranger for just $11,900. That's right, only $11,900 will get you into an 05 F-150 or 4x4 Ranger after rebates. Only at Freeway 4 at I-25 in Evans or at CheaperFords.com. I'm Jamie Michael for AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
He's the former mayor of Cincinnati, a former city councilman, an aspiring senator, a writer, a musician, a former aide to Senator Robert Kennedy. He's one of America's leading liberal commentators, the man who is...
So, the duct tape not holding those old glasses together anymore? Is NASA calling your house, asking for your old Coke bottle-style lenses for their new space telescope? Isn't it time for new eyeglasses? Well, we can help. Hi, I'm Ira Haber from Your Optics. Not only can we help you look better, but see better too. And when you look better, you will feel better too. From now through the end of February, when you bring an old pair of eyeglasses to donate to the Lions Club, Your Optics will give you $75 off the price of any prescription set of frames and lenses. That's right, you can save $75 at Your Optics by bringing in your old eyeglasses. Pick from our huge inventory of designer and fashion frames from around the world and save big while you're doing so. You get a new outlook on life, save $75, and someone less fortunate gets to see.
Your Optics. In Flatiron Marketplace near Nordstrom Rack, just east of the mall. In Cherry Creek North, next to the Tattered Cover. In Park Meadows Mall. And in Greenwood Village, at Holly and Orchard.
All right, class, please take your seat.
Helping to build a positive influence through teaching can be one of the most rewarding careers. The College of the Humanities and Sciences offers a Master's of Arts in Education, in addition to several other bachelor's, master's, and diploma programs in the humanities and sciences. All coursework through the College of the Humanities and Sciences is distance education-based, allowing students to design their own curriculum and set a study schedule that is convenient for them. To find out how you can obtain your Master's of Arts in Education or other exciting degree programs through the College of the Humanities and Sciences, click on the banner ad inside this media player. Log on to www.chumsci.edu or call 1-877-248-6724. The College of the Humanities and Sciences, your first choice for distance learning.
County Line Liquor is paying back their loyal customers with the Savings Train Card. Pick up a Savings Train Card, fill in your favorite item, and have your card stamped with each purchase. Buy 6 of your favorite item, you get the next one at half price, or buy 12 and get the next one for a penny. Good on every item in the store, including sale items. No games, no gimmicks, no case discounts. Hop on the Savings Train today at County Line Liquor, County Line and Broadway.
Has
heading to the mountains to make some turns? Why not stay two nights in Breckenridge for free? No strings attached. Stay minutes from Main Street at the Breck Inn, a quaint Victorian inn with a cozy fireplace, outdoor hot tub, two qualifications. Restrictions and blackout dates apply. Offer good Sunday through Wednesday, weekend upgrades available. Act now to take advantage of this limited time offer. They say the best things in life aren't free. Well, you're going to disagree. Visit twofreenights.com for more information or call 1-877-39-GRAND to book your two free nights in Breckenridge. You must mention two free nights. Call 1-877-39-GRAND.
Include headache, cold, or backache.
Long-lasting Allegra helps take the allergy out of allergy season.
Ask your doctor. Today, take once daily Allegra. The relief goes on.
It's Jay Marvin on AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
Good morning, 722, 22 minutes after 7 o'clock. Mostly sunny, high near 50 today. Going to be a nice day out. Jay Marvin in here talking about Ward Churchill. Should he take the buyout? 303-713-7600. Should he take the buyout and walk away? He would let CU off the hook. Plus, he would possibly get a good package out of it. His attorney. And by the way, we've contacted Ward Churchill. You know, Ward Churchill was complaining about the right wing media. And Ward, you know, this is the place to go, man. Come here. Come talk to me. Come talk to us. You'll be safe. But Churchill's attorney, David Lane, said he had not been contacted about a buyout offer, but he said his primary focus is on protecting Churchill's constitutional right to speak out, but he would be willing to listen to a university proposal. If they offer $10 million, I would think about it. If they offer him $10, I wouldn't. Let's get back on the phones here. We go to Marianne in Littleton. Marianne, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
I really have no opinion on the Ward Churchill decision, but I am calling in response to your last discussion about our response to the 9/11 attack. I am one, and I'm sure there were others who thought that that wasn't necessarily the best thing to do, to immediately go on the attack. But in the tide of grief and emotion that followed the event, we had a call for justice, which I really think was really an automatic response for revenge.
And would you agree with me? Let's take this step by step. Would you agree with me that what, the 9/11 was a crime against humanity?
I would agree that 9/11 was a crime against humanity, yes.
Okay, all right. That's, hold it here just a second. That's step one. Now let's take step two. If a crime is committed, don't you apprehend the people who committed the crime, or do you allow them to get away?
Well, if you're talking about a policing action and then a judicial action, yes, you apprehend the people, but that's not what we had. We went into full attack mode.
Well, because
is fine. I mean, it's fine to say we need to catch these people. But my point is we should have taken a day or two to think, what are we doing? Why are we doing it?
I think we did
what
take
the
it.
History? I don't agree. I think we automatically went on attack, and that's what some of us disagreed with.
Well, you know,
I'm not saying that Osama bin Laden shouldn't have been tracked down.
Well, how would you get him if you didn't want to go after him? How is going after Osama bin Laden and going after Mullah Omar when they have an army such as the Taliban in a country in a sovereign country that's going to give them shelter? Allow me to make my point, ma'am. In a country that was harboring them, when we ask repeatedly, I mean, I'm no fan of George W. Bush's, but we repeatedly ask that those people be handed over, and they weren't going to do it. What would you do then? What would you do if they told you no?
I'm not arguing against tracking down Osama bin Laden or even,
well, that's what we did.
Even going to Afghanistan. What
that's
I'm
what
saying
we were supposed
is,
to have done.
What I'm addressing is the American response immediately after the attack. Can I talk now?
Just hold on a minute. I want to clarify something. What was the what American response are you talking about?
I'm talking about the immediate call and Bush's immediate response to the call for tracking down these people now, without any discussion about what has happened here, and why has it happened?
All right, well, I hate to get into this, take this further with you, but that would be like if I broke into your house, would you sit down and have a discussion with your husband about what to do, or would you try to solve the problem and apprehend me because I had stolen something from you?
If there had been a series of burglaries in the neighborhood, I certainly would want to talk to the police about what was going on.
No, I'm talking about a series. No, I'm not talking about a series of burglaries in the neighborhood. I'm talking about your house. I'm talking about your house. Yeah, okay. Well, then thank you. Thank you for the call. Thank you. Goodbye. Okay. I mean, the tragedy of the thing is we never got Osama bin Laden. How George W. Bush gets back into office after that is beyond me. Nor did we get Mullah Omar. All right, let's go to Bob in Loveland. Bob, you're on WLL. You're on AM 760. I'm sorry. Go ahead, Bob. Or Deb, I'm sorry, Deb. Go ahead.
Yeah, I was thinking, okay, there's a Bob in Loveland. Sure. Okay, first of all, you're asking me whether Ward Churchill should take the buyout. Is that correct?
Yeah.
Okay, I can't speak for him. I can speak for myself. I wouldn't take it because if I felt I made a point, I would not take a buyout. You won't buy me out.
No amount of money.
No, okay. I really wouldn't.
All right. Well, I can understand totally and completely where you're coming from. To me, it would be a point. I don't think I'd take it either, to be honest with you.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, to me, what has happened to him... See, we're getting... The thing is, you drift off the whole topic. The whole story here is... I mean, the kernel of the story is what he wrote.
Mm-hmm.
Did he teach this in the classroom? Not that we know of.
Yeah, I don't know. I'd have loved to take one of his classes, but not having taken it, I only know what I've read about what he said from him. So that's my context.
All right. Well, listen, Deb, I thank you, and have a good day.
Okay, thank you.
All right, let's go to Bradley in Castle Rock. Bradley, you're on AM 760.
Good morning.
Hi.
No, I don't think Ward Churchill should take the buyout. And I want to be clear here. I do not agree with much of what Ward Churchill said. I think it was reprehensible to refer to the victims in 9/11 as anything other than victims. However, I think that once professors start saying, okay, you know, give me enough money, I'll go away. Give me enough money, I'll shut up. Then pretty soon that becomes the de facto system that we have in place. And I think that's extremely dangerous in a public university setting. You know, once the people with enough money can get rid of anybody who says anything that offends them.
Right. In other words, that destroys the whole idea of what tenure is supposed to be about, that it's supposed to protect a professor's free speech, and that you can get into this whole situation where you don't like somebody, you just pay them out and lose them.
Right, exactly. And, you know, I think pretty soon then the people who have enough money or enough influence in government can simply populate our universities with yes men. And beyond the question of tenure, then that defeats the entire purpose of a university.
Oh, boy. You know what? I couldn't agree with you more. Thank you. Appreciate the call.
Thank you.
All right. 729, 29 minutes after 7. High today, near 50. Let's check out traffic on Boulder's Progressive Station, AM 760.
And good morning. I'm Jamie Michael for AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk. If you're heading northbound on I-25 in Thornton, you're well aware of the problems. The freeway is closed with a crash at 104th, and northbound 25 is shut down at Thornton Parkway. A police investigation is still underway because of a police car being involved in the actual accident, along with a tow truck and a semi. It's a horrific way, but if you have to use the freeway, your required alternate is Thornton Parkway over to Washington. You can also exit at 84th and make your way over to Huron instead. Expect northbound 25 in Thornton to be closed for the remaining part of the commute. Eastbound on the turnpike is a mess now because of a crash involving three cars west of 80th, with crowding all the way past Sheridan. Your Boulder weather today, partly sunny and a high near 50. Tonight, a low down in the mid-20s with partly cloudy skies, and tomorrow partly sunny again and 50. Currently in Boulder, we have 31 degrees with a wind chill of 21. Get the education that matters for your career success. DU's University College offers master's degrees for working professionals online or on campus. Where you earn your degree does matter. UniversityCollege.DU.edu. I'm Jamie Michael for AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
He's the former mayor of Cincinnati, a former city councilman, an aspiring senator, a writer, a musician, a former aide to Senator Robert Kennedy. He's one of America's leading liberal commentators, the man who is filled.
Are you an optimist or a realist? How about being an optimistic realist? Stonecastle Security helps you deal with the reality of crime and vandalism. Click here if you've ever considered a security system to protect your family. Click here to find out how Stonecastle Security, with its 24-hour monitoring, state-of-the-art motion detection, and theft protection guarantee, can protect your property. Restrictions do apply, so click here for details or call Stonecastle Security, an authorized ADT dealer, at 303-456-5550.
300 days of sunshine and your sunglasses are junk. I'm Ira Haber. For over 20 years, Your Optics has been known to sell the finest eyeglasses in Colorado. Designer name brands from around the world. But did you know that Your Optics also sells the world's finest sunglasses? Well, we do. Whether for driving or for skiing, backpacking or fishing, we have the largest selection of Oakley, Maui Jim, Persol, Ray-Ban, Rudy Project, and Adidas sunglasses in Colorado, plus all the Haute Couture sunglass lines. And unlike the mall chains, we actually take the time to custom fit every pair of sunglasses to you. So, whether you need prescription sunglasses, clip-on sunglasses, or the best in non-prescription sunglasses, you're sure to find exactly what you want at Your Optics. Made in the shade, baby.
Your Optics. In Flatiron Marketplace near Nordstrom Rack, just east of the mall. In Cherry Creek North, next to the Tattered Cover. In Park Meadows Mall. And in Greenwood Village, at Holly and Orchard.
Is your home mortgage interest rate higher than 5%? Hi, this is Barney Aldridge with Benchmark Lending. And whether you're purchasing a new home or considering refinancing your existing one, we've got a brand new fixed rate at 5%. Hey, if we can't save you at least $150 a month, we won't bother. But if we can, we'll do it right now over the phone. Call us at 1-800-680-4000. You invest a couple minutes of your time, and we'll run the numbers. There's no selling here. Either we can save you money or we can't. But even if you've been turned down everywhere else, don't hesitate to call us because we specialize in bad credit. And whether your loan's $100,000 or $600,000, it's still 5%. And guess what? We're nice people, too. So call us at 1-800-680-4000. That's 1-800-680-4000.
Colorado Supervised Lender. Adjustable rate loan. Interest rate fixed for 5 years. APR 5.21%.
Brakes Plus does over 1,000 brake and auto services daily. They are the experts. Brakes Plus is the home of the $79 brake special and lifetime brakes starting at $99. For money-saving coupons and a location near you, visit brakesplus.com.
Searching for a bachelor's or master's degree program can be a daunting process. Why not study from a college that is focused on the humanities and sciences that allows you to build a course of study that is both interesting and convenient with your busy schedule?
The College of the Humanities and Sciences offers associate's, bachelor's, and master's degrees, as well as a diploma program, allowing students the opportunity to explore imaginative literature, natural science, philosophy and religion, social science, education, and jurisprudence degree programs from the comfort of their homes. Because coursework is distance education-based, students design their own curriculum and set a study schedule that's convenient for them. To find out how you can start advancing your educational goals today, click on the banner ad inside this media player. Log on to www.chumsci.edu or call 1-877-248-6724. The College of the Humanities and Sciences, your first choice for distance learning.
By calling 1-800-555-TREE. When banks compete, you win. Call 1-800-555-TREE for details and licensing. Equal housing opportunity.
Colorado's progressive voice, Jay Marvin on AM 760. Boulder's Progressive Talk.
Good morning. Mostly sunny and a high near 50 today. It's 7:34, 26 minutes in front of 8 o'clock. here with Jay Marvin on talk radio for the rest of us, AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk. We're talking about Ward Churchill. Should he take the buyout if one is offered to him? His attorney, David Lane, is quoted in the Denver Post today as saying, $10 million, I talk about it, $10, I won't. Should Ward Churchill at this point walk away? And coming up a little bit later on, what about loyalty oaths for CU professors? All right, let's go to Dwayne, I believe, who's hanging on. Dwayne, you're on AM 760.
Yeah, Jay.
Hi, Dwayne.
Yeah, welcome aboard.
Thanks.
My question is this. Where's the spirit of America? And what is the meaning of a university? Isn't a university a place where ideas come and vie for acceptance or rejection or qualification by discerning minds?
That's what it's supposed to be.
And a university is a place that should not be a place of indoctrination. It should be a place of teaching people how to think. This is crucial to the future of our country, not just from the standpoint of whether we're going to be secure or not, but in the matter of whether we're going to be leading the world. I had heard many, many times during throughout the 90s, I was in software engineering and was kind of on the cusp of what was going on, and repeatedly what was said was, America is leading because we're inventing the future. We are going out and we are looking at ideas that make a whole brand new landscape of what the world is and how it can interconnect and how it can work. We are not being called to our higher selves. We are getting into a defensive mode. For crying out loud, we are the power in the world. It is our responsibility to lead.
So connect us to the to Ward Churchill and the possible buyout.
Well, here's what part of the problem is as soon as 9/11 came, I think there was a huge switch in the mentality of America. It crystallized something. And I believe that that something started during the Reagan administration. It's essentially a me first kind of mentality.
I would agree.
A selfishness.
Yeah.
And so for Ward Churchill, how this applies to Ward Churchill is that he has more to consider, and I'm sure that he is considering more than just his personal position in this. He also has an understanding and an appreciation of the kind of situation that it puts the university into. Is this a particular issue that the university needs to stand and fight on? Or is this a situation where the university should find some way of appeasing the particular powers, hoping that politically the landscape will change over the next couple of 3 years, and let's hope that it does. 2006 is coming, and I call to all those who are listening on this radio station, 2006 is coming. Let's get busy.
Well, I agree with you, but I you know, the thing that gets me about this whole story is that here's a guy who wrote something that a lot of people found offensive, but he didn't do it while he was on the job. He did it for a publication that had no alliance at all with CU.
Okay.
And now the machine goes to work on the guy. It starts dragging out all of this stuff, starts going over everything. It's almost, it's classic. I mean, the machinery to discredit him is just classic. My question is, what does all of this have to do with the job that he was doing on the CU campus day in and day out?
Well, I don't think it does. I think
then we shouldn't. Then it's a moot.
But the assault is not on just Ward Churchill. The assault is to send a message to all of us, sit down, shut up, and get in line. You understand that?
I think
that a lot of people here understand that.
Well, I'm used to it.
That's what the message is.
I'm used to it. The problem is
this message is being sent out by people who have succeeded in our society. And they have gotten to a point where they are at a point of advantage. And so rather than continue to compete in the open marketplace, they now use the advantages that they have gained to turn upon those that have not gained to keep their relative position at a higher point.
All right. Thank you. Great call. Appreciate it. And I hope you have a good day, and I'll talk to you again.
Okay.
Thank
take
you.
Care. Bye.
All right. Talk radio for the rest of us, AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk. And Kevin, you're on. Kev, my man.
Hey, I absolutely do not believe that he should take this deal. I mean, he stands up right now as a symbol of resistance to these forces which are trying to change our society in quiet dissent, and as such, he should absolutely not take the deal.
I agree with you 100%.
And on another point, if I may, you were talking about Afghanistan and post 9/11 with the previous caller.
Right.
And I might suggest that after 9/11, the proper response, I believe, may have been sit back, gather intelligence, go after a tactical surgical strike after bin Laden. The Taliban was not, as you suggested, bin Laden's army. Let's not confuse that issue.
No, but they would have fought to protect him. The Mullah Omar and the leaders of Afghanistan were not about to give him up. They could have easily have done so, but they weren't going to.
Well, let's turn that around and say let's pretend that someone had struck another country, a terrorist who was operating out of the United States had struck some other country, and then Europe got together and said, hey, you guys have to give up this guy. And we'd be like, we don't even know where he is. I mean, you know, we're kind of tangling up some issues. The march into Afghanistan was simply a prelude to get us into Iraq. I mean, I think that's clear to most of us, don't you think?
This is going to be one of these times where I see the validity of what you're saying.
I think
a better example would be, how about all of the espionage that has gone on the shores of the United States down in Florida towards the Cuba and the Cuban people, and we have never turned a lot of those people over. As a matter of fact, there's evidence that we supported them doing it. But it seems to me that going into Afghanistan was to get bin Laden and Mullah Omar. We failed in it.
Well, not only did we fail, but
I'm shocked. I mean, I'm just shocked. I was shocked when Bush won re-election.
Yeah.
I'm shocked by anybody who could vote for him, because tell me, what in the world did he accomplish? He accomplished nothing.
Yeah, I would have to agree with you. Well, he's accomplished something. He's accomplished a whole lot of terrible things. But if I might get back to Ward Churchill, there was a point I wanted to make.
Go ahead.
And I may be in the minority here, but I did not read the entire essay, but I was able to read excerpts, and I think I got the salient points. And I don't disagree with what I believe is the message of his essay. And he may have used offensive language, but I think that was a device. He did it deliberately because it draws attention. And his essential message, if I may speak to our Christian brethren right now,
okay,
if they
quickly
remember their good book, it said very clearly, you shall reap what you shall sow.
Yeah, what goes around comes around. All right, but hey, thank you for a great call. Appreciate it. 743 on AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk, and we'll check out traffic.
Good morning, I'm Jamie Michael for AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk, northbound 25 in Thornton. The big story all morning long, the freeway is closed with a crash at 104th, and northbound 25 is shut down at Thornton Parkway. Now, a police investigation is still underway because a police car was involved along with a tow truck and a semi. It is quite the wait. You're being forced off the freeway at Thornton Parkway over to Washington. You can also exit at 84th and make your way over to Huron instead. Expect northbound 25 in Thornton to be closed for the rest of the commute. Now, eastbound on the turnpike, very crowded because of the crash. West of 80th, delays are well past Sheridan, and they stretch quite a ways. Your Boulder weather today, partly sunny and 49. Your high tonight, a low of 26 with partly cloudy skies, and tomorrow, partly sunny prevails and 50 degrees. Currently in Boulder, we have 33 and a wind chill of 23. Vista Ridge, a great family community north of Denver. It's like having a five-star resort right outside your door with championship golf, tennis, volleyball, and a huge outdoor swimming complex. Homes from the mid-100s to more than a million. On the web at vistaridge.net. I'm Jamie Michael for AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
He's the former mayor of Cincinnati, a former city councilman, an aspiring senator, a writer, a musician, a former aide to Senator Robert Kennedy. He's one of America's leading liberal commentators. The man who is filled.
Is it time to go for a refreshing dip? Dip into something different at the Melting Pot. The Melting Pot isn't just for special occasions. Come any evening to relax, unwind, and enjoy fabulous fondue, fine wine, and fun times. Finish off the evening with a sinfully delicious chocolate fondue. Add a little amaretto or, oh, maybe Bailey's Irish Cream. If you're planning a special occasion, the Melting Pot dining experience is like none you'll find anywhere else. And if you're the kind of person with a flair for living and a taste for fun, you can enjoy out-of-the-ordinary dining at the Melting Pot any night of the week. Make plans to dine at their Louisville location at 732 Main Street or their Littleton location at 2707 West Main Street. Don't forget to ask about the nightly specials, including the ever-popular Big Night Out or new for 2004, the Good Night Delight. To view the Melting Pot's menu or get driving directions, go to fonduecity.com.
American Financing Corporation is the mortgage company I trust, and you can too. Hi, I'm Tom Martino, your consumer advocate and troubleshooter. Sure, you'll hear a lot of other mortgage companies saying you can trust them, but are they on our referral list at troubleshooter.com? Do they have a guarantee of good service? American Financing does, and they put it in writing. That's right, they're so sure you'll get the lowest rates and closing costs, they'll guarantee it in writing. How many other mortgage companies make that promise? They're loan officers do not earn commissions. They're paid a salary, and their only job is to get the best deal for you. And they offer every type of mortgage in the industry, so you'll get the right one for you without shopping all over the place. So whether you're a first-time home buyer or refinancing, contact the company I trust, American Financing Corporation, 303-695-7000. That's 303-695-7000. Experience the difference. American Financing Corporation.
So, the duct tape not holding those old glasses together anymore? Is NASA calling your house, asking for your old Coke bottle style lenses for their new space telescope? Isn't it time for new eyeglasses? Well, we can help. Hi, I'm Ira Haber from Your Optics. Not only can we help you look better, but see better too. And when you look better, you will feel better too. From now through the end of February, when you bring an old pair of eyeglasses to donate to the Lions Club, Your Optics will give you $75 off the price of any prescription set of frames and lenses. That's right, you can save $75 at Your Optics by bringing in your old eyeglasses. Pick from our huge inventory of designer and fashion frames from around the world and save big while you're doing so. You get a new outlook on life, save $75, and someone less fortunate gets to see.
Your Optics. In Flatiron Marketplace near Nordstrom Rack, just east of the mall. In Cherry Creek North, next to the Tattered Cover. In Park Meadows Mall. And in Greenwood Village, at Holly and Orchard.
State loan at 4.89%. So call Ideal Home Loans today at 303-783-3983.
Our morning show just got a little bolder. Jay Marvin, live from Boulder on AM 760. Boulder's Progressive Talk.
7:48. Good morning. AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk. High today, 50, with mostly sunny skies. I want to say hello to Sandy Woodson of Denver. Thank you for listening to Boulder's Progressive Talk, AM 760. We're talking about Ward Churchill and whether he ought to take the buyout deal. 303-713-7600. 303-713-7600. And I got a couple of lines open, so take advantage of it. Get them now before they're filled up. Should Ward Churchill take a buyout offer if it's given to him from CU? There were reports over the weekend that that's exactly what's going to happen. The University of Colorado officials are considering this, according to the Denver Post, offering Ward Churchill an early retirement package that could end an increasingly uncomfortable standoff with the controversial professor. Two people familiar with the internal CU discussions said that the still undetermined offer is in the idea stage. And the discussions come just a week before a three-person panel is scheduled to deliver a report on Churchill's fitness for tenure. If you were Ward Churchill and they made you an attractive offer, would you take it and walk away?
Now, Churchill's lawyer says, $10 million, I'd think about it. He says, quote, if they offer $10 million, I would think about it. If they offer him $10, I wouldn't. But if Ward Churchill took a buyout and walked away, it would let everybody off the hook. All right. Let's go to Todd in Denver. Todd, you're on AM 760. Go ahead.
Hey, Jay. This is Todd.
Hey, Todd.
Hey, my question is, Owens is the one that came out and made a big stink about this, right?
Right.
And wasn't his point that Churchill can say what he wants, but not while he's getting paid by the taxpayers?
Yep.
And if he takes a buyout, isn't that taxpayer money?
Yeah.
So, I mean, my point is that regardless of what Ward decides to do, he can do whatever he wants to do. And I think that our point as progressives is he should be allowed to do what he wants to do.
Well, you know what? Whether you're a progressive, whatever you are, if you're a right-thinking person, I mean, you don't limit a person's right to free speech. Certainly you don't limit their right to free speech away from the job. I mean, the governor is absolutely,
exactly.
Owens is absolutely wrong about this. I mean, it isn't
absolutely.
As if he stood in a classroom and, you know, started teaching this. For God's sakes, he wrote it in an internet journal.
Right, and he wrote it 3 years ago.
Yeah,
which
exactly.
I think everybody should keep in mind. If I wrote something at my job, and then 3 years later they come up and say, hey, I'm going to fire you over it, that's ridiculous. Plus, you know, the whole idea of CU offering him now a buyout is totally against the whole point of the whole thing anyway. Owens raised this thing because it was taxpayer money. So if they're going to give him a buyout, that's just stupid.
So he shouldn't be. They shouldn't even put the buyout on the table.
Well, not if Owens is trying to get his point across. Obviously, Owens is backpedaling now because, you know, he's jumping on the coattails of trying to be part of this whole bully juice Gestapo that Bush is running. You know, he's trying to get his name in the next in line to be in charge of torturing people or whatever. And
he wants to get Alberto Gonzalez's job.
Right. So he's jumping on whatever he can jump on, and now he realizes he's making a mistake about talking about something he probably didn't even read that happened 3 years ago. Now he's going to offer a $10 million buyout, which goes completely against the whole point in the first place.
All right, man. Thanks for a great call.
All right, thanks.
All right. Now more than ever, AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk. Jay Marvin here, 751, 9 minutes in front of 8 o'clock. Look for the high today to get near 50. We're talking about the buyout here, the proposed buyout of Ward Churchill, and if Ward Churchill should take it. If you were Ward Churchill, would you take the buyout? I wouldn't do it. Penny, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hey, Jay. I hope my cell phone doesn't cut out.
I hope it does, too.
I'm calling for the sole purpose of telling you, welcome back.
Thanks.
And boat drinks.
Boat drinks.
Yeah.
I should explain that someday to the people who don't know what that means.
Well, yeah, we need to start a new tradition with that. But
I
just wanted to tell you, welcome back.
Well, thank you very much.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you, Penny.
Okay, thanks. Bye.
Okay. Should I explain that whole boat drinks thing there, Turk? Maybe I should.
Because I'm unfamiliar with it. I wasn't here 6 years ago when you were working around here.
Oh, it's this movie, Things to Do in Denver When You're Dead. And they always say boat drinks in the movie. And so I started just like saying it to callers who would call up. And then we all started doing it. We all started saying boat drinks. What we really need to do is we need to think of something different to use on this show. Since Things to Do in Denver won't work. And I would suggest maybe using something from the movie Sexy Beast. But the language in there I don't think would pass the Powell Doctrine. So we would have to come up with something else.
Some hit Boulder term.
Yeah. So if somebody, what's that banging back there? What are you doing? Turk doesn't want to answer.
That was on your end.
Was that on my end? All right, we're talking about the buyout. You know what? I want to get to the next hour. Going into the next hour, I want to talk about oath and admissions. I don't know how many of you saw this in the Colorado Daily. Some CU faculty resisting loyalty oaths. I mean, that smacks of McCarthyism. That administrators want signed. And a Honolulu newspaper admits that it misquoted on Churchill's ethnicity. So we'll talk about that coming up. 7:53 on AM 760 Boulder's Progressive Talk. Tim, you're on. Go.
Good morning.
Yeah.
I don't think Ward should take the buyout, but I'm not sure the kind of pressure he's under and the scrutiny he's under, so it's hard to say.
he's under a tremendous amount of scrutiny. That's why I would like him to come here, because you know what? This is not the right-wing media. We wouldn't be out. I wouldn't be out to, you know, to perform any kind of a hack job on him. Or I'd let him. I'd give him 4 hours if he wanted to say his piece, you know, uninterrupted.
Oh, absolutely. It amazes me how the media in this country frame everything.
Exactly.
How few times have I ever heard anybody say anything about what the crux of the article was? They focus on the Eichmann reference, and that's all they talk about.
Exactly.
And I don't understand how people in this country don't realize why we were attacked. I mean, there are reasons behind it. But nobody wants to look at that. Nobody wants to explore that on major news networks.
Well, that's because people just act as if something happens in a vacuum. And it doesn't happen in a vacuum. All right. Hey, thank you for the call. Appreciate
right.
it. We'll continue with this. We'll talk about Ward, Churchill, and the buyout, plus professors signing loyalty oaths coming up here. Now more than ever, AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
Helping to build a positive influence through teaching can be one of the most rewarding careers. The College of the Humanities and Sciences offers a Master's of Arts in Education, in addition to several other bachelor's, master's, and diploma programs in the humanities and sciences. All coursework through the College of the Humanities and Sciences is distance education-based, allowing students to design their own curriculum and set a study schedule that is convenient for them. To find out how you can obtain your Master's of Arts in Education or other exciting degree programs through the College of the Humanities and Sciences, click on the banner ad inside this media player. Log on to www.chumsci.edu or call 1-877-248-6724. The College of the Humanities and Sciences, your first choice for distance learning.
County Line Liquor is paying back their loyal customers with the Savings Train Card. Pick up a Savings Train Card, fill in your favorite item, and have your card stamped with each purchase. Buy 6 of your favorite item, you get the next one at half price, or buy 12 and get the next one for a penny. Good on every item in the store, including sale items. No games, no gimmicks, no case discounts. Hop on the Savings Train today at County Line Liquor, County Line and Broadway.
Heading to the mountains to make some turns? Why not stay 2 nights in Breckenridge for free? No strings attached. Stay minutes from Main Street at the Breck Inn. A quaint Victorian inn with a cozy fireplace, outdoor hot tub, 2 qualifications. Restrictions and blackout dates apply. Offer good Sunday through Wednesday, weekend upgrades available. Act now to take advantage of this limited time offer. They say the best things in life aren't free. Well, you're going to disagree. Visit twofreenights.com for more information or call 1-877-39-GRAND to book your 2 free nights in Breckenridge. You must mention 2 free nights. Call 1-877-39-GRAND.
Are you an optimist or a realist? How about being an optimistic realist? Stonecastle Security helps you deal with the reality of crime and vandalism. Click here if you've ever considered a security system to protect your family. Click here to find out how Stonecastle Security, with its 24-hour monitoring, state-of-the-art motion detection, and theft protection guarantee, can protect your property. Restrictions do apply, so click here for details or call Stonecastle Security, an authorized ADT dealer, at 303-456-5550.
Call 1-800-701-6087. That's 1-800-701-6087.
AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
Now more than ever, we need to stay strong and continue to voice the truth.
Right, left, or in the middle, we're driving it home with the Ed Schultz Show, and we've accelerated from 0 to 70 affiliates in less than a year. They thought we couldn't do it, but we did. The race is on, and this is only the first lap. Haven't heard the show? Well, tune in right here weekdays and find out what the hype's all about.
Ed Schultz, weekday afternoons 1 to 4. Now, more than ever, on AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk. The state of the union, the state of the economy, the state of the war. Now more than ever, your voice must be heard. This is AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk. KKCN Thornton Boulder.
Air America Radio News. Good morning. I'm Wayne Gilman. U.S. State Department, headed by Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice, has released its latest facts and figures on human rights abuses last year in scores of countries and found evidence of systematic torture. The department cited serious abuses in Syria, China, and the killing of civilians in Sudan's Darfur province in Africa. State Department condemned longtime ally Egypt for torturing prisoners by security forces and mass arrests. The department also described Iran's human rights record as worsening. Never once did the department raise the incidence of abuse among those detained by the U.S. military and other forms of law enforcement, which has been frequently cited by the international community. The department's report also declined to cite the government's well-documented instances of abuse in Iraq's Abu Ghraib prison by American soldiers during the war and the U.S. occupation. Despite efforts to bring about a democracy in Iraq, the violence continues to rage on. The insurgency has been staging a relentless battle against the U.S. and Iraqi forces to maintain its stability and thwart the development of government. Asked to assess the tenuous situation, Next Generation Fellow at the Council of Foreign Relations, Stephen Cook.
It's clearly the goal of the insurgency to disrupt the building of Iraqi security forces, and they seem to be doing a fairly good job of it. The United States is pouring ever more money into the training of security forces in order to hasten the American military's withdrawal from Iraq. But as long as this goes on, you're going to find less and less people who are willing to sign up for this very dangerous and hazardous duty.
Next Generation Fellow at the Council of Foreign Relations, Stephen Cook, as he appeared on Air America's Mornings Edition this morning, the most prominent anti-Syrian voice in Lebanon, Waleed Jimblatt, says former Prime Minister Rafik Hariri sensed that his life was in jeopardy and could be snuffed out through assassination. Jimblatt said Hariri feared he would fall victim to an attack. He said one of his last conversations with him was 2 weeks before his assassination. Jimblatt maintains that Hariri's death was the work of Syrian and Lebanese intelligence agents, which both governments have categorically denied. Out of Washington, alarmed by soaring Medicaid costs, the nation's governors say they are enchanted with some of President Bush's proposals to restructure the program, but they adamantly oppose budget cuts sought by the White House and Republican leaders of Congress. Governors and state lawmakers already cutting back Medicaid benefits and eligibility said they needed every federal dollar they could get on. State officials arriving Saturday for the winter meeting of the National Governors Association immediately began work on a bipartisan strategy opposing Bush's plan to cut $60 billion, about 2%, from projected federal Medicaid spending over the next decade. You're listening to Air America Radio News. Good morning. I'm Wayne Gilman.
AM 760, Progressive Traffic.
Hey, good morning. I'm Jamie Michael for AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk. Still a headache northbound in Thornton. The freeway is closed with a crash at 104th and northbound 25 shut down at the Thornton Parkway. A police investigation still in.
300 days of sunshine and your sunglasses are junk. I'm Ira Haber. For over 20 years, EurOptics has been known to sell the finest eyeglasses in Colorado. Design and name brands from around the world. But did you know that EurOptics also sells the world's finest sunglasses? Well, we do. Whether for driving or for skiing, backpacking, or fishing, we have the largest selection of Oakley, Maui Jim, Persol, Ray-Ban, Rudy Project, and Adidas sunglasses in Colorado, plus all the Haute Couture sunglass lines. And unlike the mall chains, we actually take the time to custom fit every pair of sunglasses to you. So, whether you need prescription sunglasses, clip-on sunglasses, or the best in non-prescription sunglasses, you're sure to find exactly what you want at EurOptics. Made in the shade, baby.
EurOptics. In Flatiron Marketplace near Nordstrom Rack, just east of the mall. In Cherry Creek North, next to the Tattered Cover. In Park Meadows Mall. And in Greenwood Village, at Holly and Orchard.
50. Currently in Boulder, we have 33 degrees with a 23-degree wind chill. What's for dinner? How about Albertson's Blue Ribbon Beef, a hand-selected and hand-trimmed for exceptional flavor and quality only at Albertson's.
Is your home mortgage interest rate higher than 5%? Hi, this is Barney Aldridge with Benchmark Lending, and whether you're purchasing a new home or considering refinancing your existing one, we've got a brand new fixed rate at 5%. Hey, if we can't save you at least $150 a month, we won't bother. But if we can, we'll do it right now over the phone. Call us at 1-800-680-4000. You invest a couple minutes of your time, and we'll run the numbers. There's no selling here. Either we can save you money, or we can't. But even if you've been turned down everywhere else, don't hesitate to call us, because we specialize in bad credit. And whether your loan's $100,000 or $600,000, It's still 5%. And guess what? We're nice people, too. So call us at 1-800-680-4000. That's 1-800-680-4000.
Colorado Supervised Lender. Adjustable rate loan. Interest rate fixed for 5 years. APR 5.21%.
So many relationships, so many marriages, so many satisfied mothers. Love is complicated. Match is simple. Visit Match.com today.
Identify yourself.
I'm known by many names, Mr. Quartermain. My underlings call me Sir. My superiors call me
Jay Marvin.
Please allow me to introduce myself.
We need to tough it up and get down in the trenches and fight.
This country has a lot of problems that never seem to get resolved.
No more high roads.
When people had a problem in the old days, maybe we should do that. Go back to the town meeting, straighten it out.
That's what we need to do.
Maybe we investigate and attempt to solve some of the problems.
Good positive step. We need to take it from there.
America's favorite lefty.
Here we have him.
This is the Jay Marvin Show on AM 770. Boulder's Progressive Talk.
It's the end of...
Good morning. It's 8:06, 6 minutes after 8. Look for the high today to be near 50 under mostly sunny skies. We've been talking about the article in the Post here this morning, and it's in several other newspapers about that Ward Churchill might be considering... Well, that he is... David Lane, his attorney, is not saying he's considering it, but that they see you may consider wanting to buy him out. And David Lane said that for $10, no, he wouldn't talk about it, but for $10 million, he would. Let's go to Jeff in Arvada. Jeff, you're on.
Boat drinks.
Hey, boat drinks, man.
I had to do it.
I know it.
Cool. I won't do it forever, but...
You can do it forever.
It's a little reminiscing, you know.
You bet.
You know, if this entire debate came down to Ward Churchill one time trying to spark debate about whether or not we might have done something to cause the 11th, or our policies in Israel might have played a part in why these militant Islamists did what they did, then I think that would be perfectly legitimate. But that's not what he did. And that what he did do, which then brought attention to him, has now exposed him for what he is. And the fact that he wasn't exposed before doesn't negate that there's a problem with him. Do you see what I'm saying? Just because we didn't find this out 3 years ago,
but when you
doesn't
say,
mean it's not a problem.
When you say exposes him for what he is, what do you mean by that?
Well, you had made reference to the fact that, you know, my side, because I'm a conservative, went digging once this essay came out, and we dug up a lot of things. It doesn't matter why those things were dug up, what the genesis for it was. The fact that the things that have been dug up are more than concerning, specifically his incitement of violence, his specific teaching to a student of what he needed to do to become the weapon, to go to Wall Street, to wear a suit, to shave his beard, to clean up his hair, that he had to become the weapon after saying, why did it take Arabs to do what we, meaning you and I, should have done a long time ago?
Yeah,
those things happened. They were said. They were said to students. They were recorded, and it's fact. And because it wasn't dealt with at the time, because somebody didn't stand up and say, that's wrong and I'm reporting you to the feds or I'm reporting you to the regents, doesn't change the fact that it's wrong. And it doesn't matter how we got to this point. We now know what he's about, be it from educational fraud, from his inability to document the Title 17, the quota hire that he is. If he's really an American Indian, if he's a Native American by blood, then he's deserving of the quota hire that he got. If he's not, then that is inherent fraud within the system, and he denied another Native American that job.
I have to interrupt you by saying that, you know, how we got from point A to point B does matter. And the fact is that what he said, mm-hmm. while many people may not agree with his terminology,
right.
there are a lot of us out there who agree with the gist of the message.
Right.
Just time out here.
Right.
Time out. That after this was discovered, mm-hmm. after it was already 3 years old,
sure.
it was not done at the university,
mm-hmm.
okay? After it was discovered, then when you couldn't get him on the free speech angle, because most people wouldn't buy that, then everybody went looking and digging for dirt.
Sure.
And some of the dirt that they found, I'm not so sure, are quote-unquote fireable offenses.
I would cross, first and foremost, the fact that he hasn't been dealt with, to say it goes for any crime. just because somebody gets away with a crime, we don't go, hey, that happened 5 years ago, or that happened 3 years ago, or that happened however many years ago. Once it's exposed, it has to be dealt with.
But there's a debate as to whether it's a crime to begin with.
Well, obviously there's a debate to whether or not it's a crime. I would tell you that I've seen and read, and I can't quote it because I didn't memorize it. I would have to send it to you. But I've seen and read the state statutes and the federal statutes regarding the incitement of violence, and it doesn't matter who you are. That's not protected speech. And to specifically answer a student who requests what he can do regarding terrorism, not what he can do to stop terrorism, what he can do to be one.
Who documented it and recorded that?
I was recorded at one of his lectures, and a student stood up and asked him what he could do. He said that he agreed with Ward Churchill, because Ward Churchill said, why did it take Arabs to do what we should have done a long time ago? And he was referring to the 11th. That was the discussion. And a student stood up and asked what he could do.
And then what did Ward Churchill say?
Ward Churchill went on to say what he needed to do, that it couldn't be the black liberation movement and the American Indian movement. It couldn't be them because that's who they're looking for. That it had to be you, and he was talking to the student you, who was a white male, who made that clear.
Well, had to be you to do what?
Had to be you to go to Wall Street
and do what?
To be the weapon.
Well, yeah, but that can mean a lot of things.
That can mean a lot of things in the context of talking about September 11th.
Yeah,
why we didn't do this earlier.
I mean, you'd have to take it farther than that. You'd have to say it's incumbent upon you to go to Wall Street and blow the place up.
Have you heard the tape, Jay?
No, I have not. I'm only going by your word.
Okay, now, Jay, this is part of the thing that bothers me. I've heard it a bunch, and I'm paraphrasing because I didn't memorize it, nor am I going to, and I don't have a transcript to read to you.
Well, I'm not putting it under personal examination.
It goes to the problem that's in the society right now, and that is that people draw conclusions without even knowing all of the facts. You need to hear what he said, and it would even do better if you played it on your show, so that you could hear it, then you could discuss it with callers, what specifically he did say to that student. And it's public record, so you can get it.
All right, we'll get a hold of it. We'll get a hold of it and play it.
The problem that comes, once you've heard it from start to finish, what he says, what the student asks, and the student's clearly asking what he can do. What he can do, and Ward Churchill refers to it as an action, I believe.
But, you know,
when you do an action.
Hold
in a truck and blow a building.
Right, that can mean a lot of things. That can mean going to Wall Street and sitting down on the steps.
Mm-hmm.
And then you pay a price for that, okay? If you're blocking the entrance to Wall Street, you get arrested.
Sure.
I mean, people do that all the time.
Sure. You really need to get this tape, and you need to play it, and then you need to discuss the tape. The problem I have is that this discussion and discussions like these get boxed into convenient places, negating all of the other information. Like, does it bother you that he cannot prove his American native heritage or bloodline for which he was hired for and given tenure for? Does that bother you?
I don't know. I don't know that he can't.
Well, he can't. He's been asked, and he can't. And everybody who's done genealogy on him, and it's been covered in the papers, not even just by conservative writers, that he can't prove that he's an American native. He's claimed that he is based on...
I always thought it was an argument over the percentage of how much
correct, and
he
that
is.
Percentage, that percentage would be at best...
17?
What?
17%.
I believe. I think it's 164th, and that's not even provable. But the point is that he can prove it. He can prove it because he has to, first of all. It was overlooked because it was just assumed at the time. He wrote it, he signed it, said, I am done. Now he can't. And now he's made reference himself to it being self-evident, meaning he says he is, so he is. And you know as well as I do, that's not how it works when it comes to quota hiring. You get tenure, or you become the chair in a department because you're Native American. You have to be Native American, otherwise you're lying. That's fraud. Is it not? Or can I just claim without documenting it that I'm Native American and go collect funds?
Well, I think
you see what I'm saying?
There are people who do those kinds of things all the time. I don't have an answer for this part of it because I don't know that he's not Native American.
Right.
I don't know how much you have to be Native American. What is the percentage point that makes you legally a Native American? What I know is that he wrote something that was unpopular.
Sure.
That he wrote it 3 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and when you couldn't catch him on the when they and I'm not saying you personally, but
right.
when those Governor Owens and the rest when they couldn't catch him on the writing, what they did was they said, okay, let's go on a fishing expedition. Let's drag out as much as we possibly can. How many people, I want to ask you a question, and I want you to answer me honestly.
I will.
How many people, you included, can stand a public search of their backgrounds and that something won't come up that you would be ashamed of? Anybody? Because I've got tons of stuff.
Well, no, clearly not being ashamed of, but...
So then rather deal with the message of what he was putting across there. Now what's happened is we've moved to destroy the messenger.
Well, no, I've never claimed to be anything but Anglo or white or...
Well, it doesn't have to do with your ethnicity. It could be anything.
Sure. Well,
it could be anything about your life.
Quite honestly, things that I've been embarrassed about, sure, but not that I've incited violence or that I've had a position of power or leadership and misled people or... I mean, if you've heard this...
See,
tape,
but now you're charging him with misleading, with woefully misleading, and there's got to be more evidence than that. Listen, I'm my back's against the wall time-wise. I'm glad you called. I hope you'll call again.
Take it easy, Jim.
Okay. All right, it's 8:15. Well, make it about 8:16. 16 minutes after 8 on Boulder's Progressive Talk, AM 760. Let's check out the traffic.
And good morning, I'm Jamie Michael for AM 760. Boulder's Progressive Talk, still a pretty bad headache right now in Thornton because the freeway has been closed all morning long northbound as a result of a crash. The crash itself was at 104th. They've closed the freeway at Thornton Parkway, and they're doing a police investigation as well. You're being forced off the freeway at Thornton Parkway over to Washington, or you can also exit at 84th and make your way over to the Huron area instead. Expect the closure to remain in place for the rest of the morning commute. Your Boulder weather today, partly sunny skies and 49. Your expected high, your low tonight in the mid-20s, about 26, under partly cloudy skies. And tomorrow, partly sunny again and 50 degrees. Currently in Boulder, we have 36 degrees. Todd Helton says take the freeway to Freeway Ford, and right now get a new 05 Focus for just $79.90. That's right. After rebates, you'll pay just $79.90 for a brand new 05 Focus. Only at Freeway Ford at I-25 in Evans or cheaperfords.com. I'm Jamie Michael for AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
He's the former mayor of Cincinnati, a former city councilman, an aspiring senator, a writer, a musician, a former aide to Senator Robert Kennedy. He's one of America's leading liberal commentators, the man who is...
Brakes Plus does over 1,000 brake and auto services daily. They are the experts. Brakes Plus is the home of the $79 brake special and lifetime brakes starting at $99. For money-saving coupons and a location near you, visit brakesplus.com.
Searching for a bachelor's or master's degree program can be a daunting process. Why not study from a college that is focused on the humanities and sciences that allows you to build a course of study that is both interesting and convenient with your busy schedule?
The College of the Humanities and Sciences offers associates, bachelor's, and master's degrees, as well as a diploma program, allowing students the opportunity to explore imaginative literature, natural science, philosophy and religion, social science, education, and jurisprudence degree programs from the comfort of their homes. Because coursework is distance education-based, students design their own curriculum and set a study schedule that's convenient for them. To find out how you can start advancing your educational goals today, click on the banner ad inside this media player. Log on to www.chumsci.edu or call 1-877-248-6724. The College of the Humanities and Sciences, your first choice for distance learning.
Is it time to go for a refreshing dip? Dip into something different at the Melting Pot. The Melting Pot isn't just for special occasions. Come any evening to relax, unwind, and enjoy fabulous fondue, fine wine, and fun times. Finish off the evening with a sinfully delicious chocolate fondue. Add a little amaretto or, oh, maybe Bailey's Irish Cream. If you're planning a special occasion, the Melting Pot dining experience is like none you'll find anywhere else. And if you're the kind of person with a flair for living and a taste for fun, you can enjoy out-of-the-ordinary dining at the Melting Pot any night of the week. Make plans to dine at their Louisville location at 732 Main Street or their Littleton location at 2707 West Main Street. Don't forget to ask about the nightly specials, including the ever-popular Big Night Out or new for 2004, the Good Night Delight. To view the Melting Pot's menu or get driving directions, go to fonduecity.com.
American Financing Corporation is the mortgage company I trust, and you can too. Hi, I'm Tom Martino, your consumer advocate and troubleshooter. Sure, you'll hear a lot of other mortgage companies saying you can trust them, but are they on our referral list at troubleshooter.com? Do they have a guarantee of good service? American Financing does, and they put it in writing. That's right, they're so sure you'll get the lowest rates and closing costs, they'll guarantee it in writing. How many other mortgage companies make that promise? They're loan officers do not earn commissions. They're paid a salary, and their only job is to get the best deal for you. And they offer every type of mortgage in the industry, so you'll get the right one for you without shopping all over the place. So whether you're a first-time home buyer or refinancing, contact the company I trust, American Financing Corporation, 303-695-7000. That's 303-695-7000. Experience the difference. American Financing Corporation.
Save money and check it out today. The half-price opportunities are endless at MileHighMarket.com. A morning show for the rest of us. Jay Marvin on AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
Good morning, 820, 20 minutes after 8, AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk. High today near 50, mostly sunny skies. Jay Marvin here. 303-713-7600. We're talking about the Ward Churchill buyout proposal. I also want to get into this story that appeared in the Colorado Daily about oaths and admissions. Some CU faculty resisting loyalty oaths now that the administration wants signed. But I want to go back to the previous caller, and I want to talk about...
Hello?
Wait a minute. Hold on. Put him on hold for a second. I want to talk about this whole idea about what you can stand in scrutiny. What, you know, can any of us pass unscathed through this kind of public scrutiny? We've all done stuff. We've all said stuff that I'm sure we don't want to be remembered for. We've all got stuff in our backgrounds. And with the Ward Churchill thing, it seems to me that what has happened is that when they couldn't get him any other way, then they decided to dig as much as they could dig and throw out as much negative information as they possibly can. All right, let's go to the phones here on AM 760. Cord, you're on.
Yeah, nice to hear your voice again.
Thank you, Cord.
Yeah, the previous call goes right to the heart of the thing, actually, without my having to explain a great deal. Because what Ward has to be so careful about is he's facing what is called an integrated spectacle, where the total machinery of information and disinformation are turned against him.
Right, exactly.
The sifting and the fine sift that they put on his life, if they put that on my life, I would look like Ward.
Yeah, we all would.
Publicly. But there is a chance that he might be able to pull a victory out of this. If he does have the victory, he should not take the money. If he doesn't have a victory that is real, he'd best take the money, because these people are very thorough, and we know they come from places called Cato or Independence and other places like that.
Mm-hmm.
They're well financed. They're quasi official. They have, they're part of the army of informants and disinformation people that wander the media. This is an interesting expose of the raw power of the spectacle, which is the media package.
Well, you're right. I couldn't agree with you more. I mean, they've gone. I mean, I think there are very few of us that could stand any kind of a public screening and having our lives sifted through. And the previous caller, I didn't hear the tape of the lecture, what he's referring to, but I know enough, and I've been around long enough to know that, you know, you have to be extremely explicit in what you say in order to get nailed for inciting violence. And the criteria from what he was quoting, and I have to hear it for myself, but the criteria for what he was quoting, it doesn't measure up to that. Thank you for the call. Appreciate the call. Thank you. 303-713-7600. Talk radio for the rest of us, AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk. Let's go to George in Denver. George, you're on. Good morning.
Hi, Jay.
Hi, George.
Well, it's good to hear from you again. It's been quite a number of years.
6 years.
And the Joker who took your place wasn't anything in comparison to you.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
But nevertheless, on this Ward Churchill thing, I mean, I would not mind seeing him get a good, healthy settlement out of this. You know, I think it's a joke. But on the other hand, I really hope that that we safeguard a very vital medium, which is college campuses in particular.
And freedom of speech.
And freedom of speech. I mean, we're talking about professionals. We're talking about scientists who research and who study. And I mean, it's a very vital contribution to society that we cannot afford to let this biased right-wing, shall I say, conspiracy, take control of that. I mean, that would be a tragedy. And so I would rather see Professor Churchill fight as hard as he has to for the sake of a very vital medium and a very vital voice. And I think we all need to join in this fight. I think 200 professors at CU have already signed a petition. And, you know, we really need to rally the troops and get ready for this. I don't see where Professor Churchill has implicated himself. All of the tape recordings I've heard, you know, they're implicit at best. They could be interpreted any number of different ways. They could have been taken out of context. They could be emphasizing something he said, which might have had, you know, which might have been tainted emotionally.
Right.
And of course, political speech is protected for that very reason.
It should always be protected.
And it should be, exactly. Because I think as a society, we all need to be concerned about who's in the White House right now and how he got the White House. And people are going to get emotional.
I agree. I agree. Thank you for the call. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
It's 8:26, 26 minutes after 8 a.m., 760 Boulder's Progressive Talk. Jim Spencer, Denver Post staff columnist, had something in the paper here this morning, which I think is pretty interesting. By Governor Owens' standards, even Gandhi would be a troublemaker. Bill Owens wants everyone to know this. He won't try to use the controversy surrounding the University of Colorado Professor Ward Churchill to end tenure in state colleges and universities. What the governor hasn't said is how or if he hopes to change the academic hiring and firing system because of Churchill. Be advised, Owens considers Churchill mess a teaching moment, according to his deputy chief of staff, Sean Duffy. That means that the tenure system is going to be turned inside out by some kind of commission, just as top CU officials now dredge through Churchill's background, searching for a reason to fire him. We're looking at this as an opportunity to look not only at Ward Churchill, how Ward Churchill got tenure, Duffy says. We want to look at what tenure is and what it should be. This is not a witch hunt. Does anybody believe that this is not a witch hunt that they're conducting here? 303-713-7600. By Owen's standards, Mahatma Gandhi, Reverend Martin Luther King Jr. could be fired from a state university because both advocated peacefully breaking the laws they considered to be unjust. All right, let's go to Duffy. Duffy, you're on AM 7. Dwayne, I'm sorry. Dwayne, let's go to Dwayne. You're on AM 760. Go ahead.
Hi, Jay. How are you doing?
I'm hanging in here.
Let me concur with everyone. It's nice to hear your voice on Denver Airwaves again.
Appreciate it.
Two things. I have heard that tape that your previous caller, Jeff, was mentioning about. But one thing you're absolutely right on. What's happened here in this town was that once it became apparent that simply going after Churchill for what he said was going to be a touchy issue, this just turned into an absolute witch hunt. And you're absolutely right. Who on the face of this earth could stand having their entire life dissected?
You know what? I couldn't make it.
No.
There's no way.
No,
you know, six years ago, I endorsed Bill Owens. I wouldn't do it now, but I did it 6 years ago.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, nobody can stand up to that type of scrutiny. No. And I'm not trying to defend Churchill because I don't have much respect for him. But you know, it simply turned into a witch hunt. And no matter what anyone wants to say, this is all based on the fact that he expressed very unpopular opinions.
And they went and looked, and they're looking for a reason to fire him.
Absolutely. And when it comes to the tapes I've heard, including the specific one, you know what? Churchill has never come anywhere close to the requirements for incitement. He's always speaking in generic terms and things like that. And from what I understand for incitement, you have to get pretty specific. I mean, you would actually have to tell someone, look, let's go down. We'll strap some dynamite to your chest, and I'll walk you up the steps of the courthouse.
Let me stop you here for a second. Let me park you in the phone zone for a minute.
Okay.
And we'll come back because I'm running out of time here.
Right.
It's 8:30 at AM 760 Boulder's Progressive Talk. And we'll look at traffic now.
Good morning. I'm Jamie Michael for AM 760 Boulder's Progressive Talk. With traffic and weather together, still very gnarly up in the Thornton area, with the freeway remaining closed as it has been since 4:30 this morning. An accident northbound has shut down the freeway at Thornton. The crash is at 104th, but no matter to you, you're forced off the freeway at Thornton Parkway where you're heading over to Washington. Also, an additional alternate route could be exiting the freeway at 84th and making your way over to Huron. Now, looking at the turnpike right now, we still have a crash reported eastbound at Federal. It's adding to your typical commuter slowing as you head through that area. Your Boulder weather today, partly sunny skies and 49 with a low tonight down to 26, and partly cloudy skies tomorrow with 50 degrees expected. Currently in Boulder, we have 36 degrees. No matter what size your business is, Quest can customize a plan to help fit your business needs. That's the Quest promise of value. Call Quest at 800-730-2188. That's 800-730-2188 for your business communication needs. Quest. I'm Jamie Michael for AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
He's the former mayor of Cincinnati, a former city councilman, an aspiring senator, a writer, a musician, a former aide to Senator Robert Kennedy. He's one of America's leading liberal commentators, the man who is filled.
So, the duct tape not holding those old glasses together anymore? Is NASA calling your house, asking for your old Coke bottle style lenses for their new space telescope? Isn't it time for new eyeglasses? Well, we can help. Hi, I'm Ira Haber from Your Optics. Not only can we help you look better, but see better too. And when you look better, you will feel better too. From now through the end of February, when you bring an old pair of eyeglasses to donate to the Lions Club, Your Optics will give you $75 off the price of any prescription set of frames and lenses. That's right, you can save $75 at Your Optics by bringing in your old eyeglasses. Pick from our huge inventory of designer and fashion frames from around the world and save big while you're doing so. You get a new outlook on life, save $75, and someone less fortunate gets to see.
Your Optics. In Flatiron Marketplace near Nordstrom Rack, just east of the mall. In Cherry Creek North, next to the Tattered Cover. In Park Meadows Mall. And in Greenwood Village, at Holly and Orchard.
All right, class, please take your seats.
Helping to build a positive influence through teaching can be one of the most rewarding careers. The College of the Humanities and Sciences offers a Master's of Arts in Education, in addition to several other bachelor's, master's, and diploma programs in the humanities and sciences. All coursework through the College of the Humanities and Sciences is distance education-based, allowing students to design their own curriculum and set a study schedule that is convenient for them. To find out how you can obtain your Master's of Arts in Education or other exciting degree programs through the College of the Humanities and Sciences, click on the banner ad inside this media player. Log on to www.chumsci.edu or call 1-877-248-6724. The College of the Humanities and Sciences, your first choice for distance learning.
County Line Liquor is paying back their loyal customers with the Savings Train Card. Pick up a Savings Train Card, fill in your favorite item, and have your card stamped with each purchase. Buy 6 of your favorite item, you get the next one at half price, or buy 12 and get the next one for a penny. Good on every item in the store, including sale items. No games, no gimmicks, no case discounts. Hop on the Savings Train today at County Line Liquor, County Line and Broadway.
Heading to the mountains to make some turns? Why not stay two nights in Breckenridge for free? No strings attached. Stay minutes from Main Street at the Breck Inn. A quaint Victorian inn with a cozy fireplace, outdoor hot tub, two qualifications. Restrictions and blackout dates apply. Offer good Sunday through Wednesday weekend upgrades available. Act now to take advantage of this limited time offer. They say the best things in life aren't free. Well, you're going to disagree. Visit twofreenights.com for more information or call 1-877-39-GRAND to book your two free nights in Breckenridge. You must mention two free nights. Call 1-877-39-GRAND.
Financial Matters every Sunday morning from 10 to 11 with local financial planner Dominic Paoloni and learn what 22 years in the business has taught him.
It's Jay Marvin on AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
Good morning. 8:35, 25 minutes in front of 9. It's mostly sunny, high near 50. All right, we're talking about Ward Churchill and the possible buyout, and I want to get into the loyalty oaths too a little bit, but I had Dwayne in the phone zone. So, Dwayne, go ahead. Come back and make your point.
Oh, hi, Jay.
Yeah.
Hey, you know, you just mentioned something that I it stabbed at my heart. I thought, nobody in this state seems to be the least bit upset that you have to sign a loyalty oath to teach.
Yeah, isn't that amazing?
Yeah, isn't that just, I mean, as a basic American principle, I would have hoped that people would be outraged by that, but they aren't. They seem to think it's wonderful.
So we might as well bring it up right now. Do you think teachers should have to sign a loyalty oath before they can teach? I don't think so.
Absolutely not. I consider it an absolute outrage. I think it's abhorrent to any American standard that you'd be required to sign a loyalty oath to do almost anything in this country.
I agree.
And it just it sends a chill up my spine, and the support that it's getting, that they think it's a wonderful thing, and let's make that loyalty oath even more strict. You know,
yeah,
I'm kind of
exactly.
Like, oh my God. But real quickly, back in reference to that tape, Churchill says about the strongest thing I've ever heard him say on any of the tapes to that one student, and what he tells him is, you need to be the weapon. You need to get a shave and a haircut and put on a suit because you're white and they'll never see you coming. And I think if you're listening to that statement in a dispassionate sort of way, any rational person would have to admit that could certainly be interpreted in many different fashions, and it's not an incitement or an immediate inducement to do violence.
All right. Thank you, Dwayne.
Thanks,
great call.
Bye.
Appreciate it. Here's Russell in Fort Collins. Russell, you're on AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
How's it going?
Hi.
I'm a student over at CU. I'm a graduate student. I'm a liberal, a strong liberal. I think that it's fine. He can say, Ward Churchill can say whatever he wants. That should be protected. But what I have a real problem with is his breaking of scholarly ethics, his plagiarism and things like that, that I don't think that he deserves to be defended in that way, because he has gone against the things that scholars should stand for.
Well, give some examples.
Well, I know one example. He wrote an article about blankets that had smallpox that were distributed by the colonists, and an example that he said occurred in a widespread example, and he cited an article saying that this is my proof. And there was an interview with the person who wrote that article that he was citing, and basically that scholar said, no, I did not say that. He is completely misunderstanding, or not just misunderstanding, he's completely misrepresenting my work and citing it in his paper. And he's saying that there's no way that he could not have done this knowingly. And that's the one firm example I know of, and I know that there are others as well, where he has just basically falsified information in his writings. And I don't think that that's defensible at all. I think that any, especially any tenured professor, but any chair of a department, should have much higher standards than that, and that in itself is worthy of punishment in the academic situation.
3 years later, we find this out. I mean, 3 years after this article was written, and then we go digging, and then we find this out, and we don't know that it's... I mean, maybe that's the way Ward Churchill interpreted what the guy had said.
I don't think that, based on what I've read, I don't think there's any way that he could have interpreted that way, because that was not what the other author was saying. And I agree that this is a witch hunt, and people are going after him because of his unpopular ideas. But based on what we're seeing, I don't think that we as liberals should be standing up for him, because he's going against our values of truth and the search for knowledge, and I don't think that that's okay. I don't think that we should say, oh, well, you know, it's the conservatives that are chasing after him. Well, You know, that is true, and what they're doing is wrong, but to say anything that they find is irrelevant because of the way that they're, or the reason that they're searching for it, I don't think that that's right.
But the danger in all of this is that we as progressives should stand up and understand the tenure system and try to protect it, because what will happen is, as the column this morning in the Post points out, that the right wing takes this and will use it as a way to keep people, to keep the free expression of ideas. They'll stifle it. They'll stifle it at the university level. I mean, they want these people to sign loyalty oaths. They want, as I indicated from Jim Spencer's Denver Post column, by Governor Owen's standards, even Gandhi is a troublemaker. And he talks about how Owens considers Churchill mess a teaching moment, and that, this is the means. The tenure system is going to be turned inside out by some kind of commission, just as a top CU officials have now dredged through Churchill's background searching for something to fire him. Would you like to see the tenure system changed?
Absolutely not. But also, I don't think the tenure protects you from everything. I think the tenure is a thing that allows you to do your work. But if you're not doing scholarly work, if you are out just slinging propaganda in any way, if you can't back that up, then no, you shouldn't be protected.
No.
I think that our tenure system is fine, and I don't think that we should use this as a means to change that.
But that's what the governor's assistant is talking about doing.
Yeah, I agree. I don't think that what the governor is trying to do is good or right. But what I'm saying is the word Churchill doesn't deserve to be defended, because we're taking someone and using as an example someone who I don't think is worth it. I think that there are other fights, other fronts that we could choose this fight on, and not take War Churchill as our shining example.
All right. Thanks for the call. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
303-713-7600. Let's go to Chip in Littleton. Chip, you're on AM 760.
Hi, Chip. Are you there?
Yeah.
Okay. Regarding the previous caller, I'm also I'm a former senior student. I think you might be getting a little bit confused. It's not about Lord Churchill. It's what Churchill is standing for that I would be concerned about. I don't know the guy. I'm not even really particularly familiar with the issue, but I don't like the idea of digging up skeletons in closets and going on witch hunts, which I do agree is what's going on. But the reason why I called was curious to understand your thoughts about where the money for the payoff would even come from.
Well, the money for the payoff would have to come from the taxpayers.
Yeah, now, gee, wouldn't that be a useful political tool by Owens if Churchill were to take the offer?
Well, yeah, well, somebody else pointed that out earlier.
Oh, okay, well, I missed that one.
Well, no, but I'm not saying you shouldn't have pointed it out again, but that's the irony of the situation. The money for the buyout would have to come from the taxpayers.
Exactly, or simply come straight out of the school budget.
Exactly.
Which Owens would love to cut anyway.
That's exactly
that's
right.
That's all I wanted to say. Thank you.
Okay. It's 8:42, 18 minutes in front of 9 o'clock. Let's check out traffic.
Good morning. I'm Jamie Michael for AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk. Things have been a disaster northbound 25 in Thornton for the entire morning. The freeway is closed at Thornton Parkway. This crash also under police investigation. The main thing to expect is that you'll wait for quite a while until you're forced off the freeway at Thornton Parkway, or else you can also exit at 84th and make your way over to Huron instead. On the turnpike, we have a four-car tangle eastbound at Federal with delays clogging the entire area. Your Boulder weather today, partly sunny and 49 with a high temperature expected tonight. Your low in the mid-20s and partly cloudy skies tomorrow, partly sunny again and 50. Currently in Boulder, we have 39 degrees. Vista Ridge, a great family community north of Denver. It's like having a five-star resort right outside your door, with championship golf, tennis, volleyball, and huge outdoor swimming complexes, homes in the mid-100s to more than $1 million. On the web at VistaRidge.net. I'm Jamie Michael for AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
Now more than ever, we need to stay strong and continue to voice the truth. Right, left, or in the middle, we're driving it home with the Ed Schultz Show, and we've accelerated from 0 to 70 affiliates in less than a year. They thought we couldn't do it, but we did. The race is on, and this is only the first lap. Haven't heard the show? Well, tune in right here weekdays and find out what the hype's all about.
Are you an optimist or a realist? How about being an optimistic realist?
Stonecastle Security helps you deal with the reality of crime and vandalism. Click here if you've ever considered a security system to protect your family. Click here to find out how Stonecastle Security, with its 24-hour monitoring, state-of-the-art motion detection, and theft protection guarantee, can protect your property. Restrictions do apply, so click here for details or call Stonecastle Security, an authorized ADT dealer, at 303-456-5550.
300 days of sunshine and your sunglasses are junk. I'm Ira Haber. For over 20 years, EurOptics has been known to sell the finest eyeglasses in Colorado. Designer name brands from around the world. But did you know that EurOptics also sells the world's finest sunglasses? Well, we do. Whether for driving or for skiing, backpacking, or fishing, we have the largest selection of Oakley, Maui Jim, Persol, Ray-Ban, Rudy Project, and Adidas sunglasses in Colorado, plus all the haute couture sunglass lines. And unlike the mall chains, we actually take the time to custom fit every pair of sunglasses to you. So, whether you need prescription sunglasses, clip-on sunglasses, or the best in non-prescription sunglasses, you're sure to find exactly what you want at EurOptics. Made in the shade, baby.
EurOptics. In Flatiron Marketplace near Nordstrom Rack, just east of the mall. In Cherry Creek North, next to the Tattered Cover. In Park Meadows Mall. And in Greenwood Village, at Holly and Orchard.
Is your home mortgage interest rate higher than 5%? Hi, this is Barney Aldridge with Benchmark Lending. And whether you're purchasing a new home or considering refinancing your existing one, we've got a brand new fixed rate at 5%. Hey, if we can't save you at least $150 a month, we won't bother. But if we can, we'll do it right now over the phone. Call us at 1-800-680-4000. You invest a couple minutes of your time, and we'll run the numbers. There's no selling here. Either we can save you money or we can't. But even if you've been turned down everywhere else, don't hesitate to call us because we specialize in bad credit. And whether your loan's $100,000 or $600,000, it's still 5%. And guess what? We're nice people, too. So call us at 1-800-680-4000. That's 1-800-680-4000.
Colorado Supervised Lender. Adjustable rate loan. Interest rate fixed for 5 years. APR 5.21%.
Brakes Plus does over 1,000 brake and auto services daily. They are the experts. Brakes Plus is the home of the $79 brake special and lifetime brakes starting at $99. For money-saving coupons and a location near you, visit brakesplus.com.
Call S-Wing Stop at 303-777-8658. 303-777-8658.
You can now get up on the left side of the bed. Jay Marvin on AM 760. Boulder's Progressive Talk.
Good morning. It's 8:47. It's going to be a nice day today. High near 50, mostly sunny skies. Jay Marvin, now more than ever, AM 760's Boulder's Progressive to Talk. It's good to be here. And we're in the middle of talking about the Ward Churchill situation, about whether he would accept a buyout or not. His lawyer, David Lane, says, depending on what the size of it is, if they offer me $10 million, if they offered $10 million, rather, he says, I would think about it. If they offer $10, I wouldn't. And there's an article in the Colorado Daily, oaths and admissions. Some CU faculty resisting loyalty oaths that administrators want signed. Do you think professors should have to sign a loyalty oath in order to teach? I mean, is this what we've come down to? And if I have time, I'll read you parts of the loyalty oath. But let's get back to the phones, and we'll go to Liz, who's been hanging on a cell phone. Liz, you're on AM 760.
Jay, I am so happy you are back.
Why, thank you, Liz.
Just made my world.
I love you.
You know, one of the things that I find ironic when people like Jeff call and say, you know, you've got to have all the information. Well, the problem is you can have all the information you want, but you need to know how to process the information. When somebody's telling you to stand up for what you believe in, they're not saying, you know, get a gun and start shooting people. I mean, you can do this right in very many ways. And it just is so funny how all of this stuff has been misconstrued, and there wouldn't even be any controversy if people understood what he was saying. Instead of just taking this verbatim, taking things literally, like the Bible. You know,
yeah,
it's
exactly
the same concept.
Well, and of course, we know when it comes to the Bible, the right wing takes it literally, but they take only the parts that they literally want. They skip the 31,000 references to helping the poor.
Well, I always love that part. Well, and it's the same point with the little Eichmanns. Well, you know, you need to read everything that's around it, not just the one quote.
Right.
And if you got off of this kick, then maybe, you know, you would understand what he's saying. He's not saying that, you know, I mean, oh, it's just driving me nuts how people are not able to process information. You need to understand what you're reading or understand what he's saying. And, yes, this whole oath thing, please, talk about little Nazis.
Yeah, the loyalty oath. The loyalty oath would say such things as, every person employed to teach at any state university, college, junior college, community college, or technical college in the state of Colorado before entering upon or continuing the discharge of his duties, it doesn't say his or hers, shall take the following oath of affirmation, except that no person employed to teach in the temporary capacity who is a citizen of a nation other than the United States shall be required to take such oath and affirmation. And here it is. It says, I solemnly swear and affirm that I will uphold the Constitution of the United States, the state of Colorado. I will faithfully perform duties of the position upon which I am about to enter. This smacks of McCarthyism.
It's worse. It's Nazism. They all had to take loyalty oaths.
Yeah.
I mean, it's exactly, and I find it ironic that everybody pulled out the little Eichmanns, but yet this is Nazism at its best. It's like, you know, that was what was all about, was serve your country, serve this person, and it's like you're going to take an oath, and if you don't do it, goodbye.
Thanks, Liz. Appreciate the call.
Great to talk to you, Jay.
Good to talk to you. Let's go to Jim on the cell phone. Jim, you're on AM 760.
My call.
Sure.
First, I'd like to say, one, I'm a taxpayer. Two, I'm a free thinker. Three, I have a son that just graduated from CU.
Mm-hmm.
I don't believe that any university should have to retain someone or offer tenure to someone who falsified his application for it. And
but we don't know that that's the case.
But I thought, well, I think we do, though. I think it's been proven that it's the case. And two, we as taxpayers shouldn't be contributing to his wealth. It's ludicrous.
Yeah, but
and three, the other thing, my other point, wait, is I actually have read some of his stuff, and I actually can see his point with some of his stuff. So I'm not arguing that at all. So I don't want you to think that I'm a crazy conservative or anything.
No, I'm not. I don't think that.
Okay.
I don't think that at all. But I don't.
If he can't prove his genealogy, his tenure should be taken away. He should be let go.
Well, we don't know whether he is. We don't. You know, that hasn't. His genealogy hasn't been proven or disproven.
Well, he should be asked to prove it.
He says that he's
about it. If any professor or any if somebody, what if he falsified his scholastic background?
Well, but he didn't, though. So I mean, there's no sense of bringing that in because it's not a point of contention. The problem here is that very few of us could stand intense public scrutiny. And how did we get to this point? We got to this point because there are people in the state of Colorado, including the governor, Bill Owens, who want this guy gone. There's the right wing who wants this guy gone. So what they start doing is they start casting about in his personal life. They start casting about and trying to find dirt and digging up dirt. The whole thing with the painting thing, for instance, is absurd. There are painters all the time who borrow images from other painters.
Well,
that is the most bizarre story I've ever read.
You just had that grad student on from CSU that who didn't he doesn't like the way that he has plagiarized and misrepresented other writers.
If that's
and,
true,
you know, he's got a valid point.
Yeah, but it's got to be true. I mean, in other words, because somebody calls up and says it, or I mean, who doesn't? You know, plagiarism is a serious charge, and you got to prove that. I mean, you just can't say it. Somebody calls up, so same thing with the tape. And things taken out of context, you have to look at total context, not the things taken out of context. And I want to know if you can answer me this honestly. Do you think that these things are being taken out of context, or do you think that they're being looked at in the total context of this man's work?
Are you asking me personally?
Yes.
You know, to tell you the truth, I'd like to know how I can get my hands on his, like, body of work, because I've been reading in the newspaper for the past 3 weeks all the stuff that's been written about him, but it's been really hard to find his actual writings. I'd like to know. Give me a website or something, because I'll be honest with you and tell you, I haven't read everything that he's written.
Well, he's got several books out. One of them is called Agents of Repression. You can go to the Amazon.com or Barnes & Noble and check it out.
I'm going to get it. I'm going to go to the library or go to Amazon or something and read that book.
Yeah, check it out.
I'll be honest with you. I haven't read everything that he's written. I've mostly read about him. So I do want to read it. I'll read that Agents of Oppression book.
All right. Appreciate the call.
Okay. Thank you.
855 AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk. Jay Marvin, it is just so good to be able to get together with you. And finally, I'm free of the right-wing media.
Searching for a bachelor's or master's degree program can be a daunting process. Why not study from a college that is focused on the humanities and sciences that allows you to build a course of study that is both interesting and convenient with your busy schedule?
The College of the Humanities and Sciences offers associates, bachelor's, and master's degrees, as well as a diploma program, allowing students the opportunity to explore imaginative literature, natural science, philosophy and religion, social science, education, and jurisprudence degree programs from the comfort of their homes. Because coursework is distance education-based, students design their own curriculum and set a study schedule that's convenient for them. To find out how you can start advancing your educational goals today, click on the banner ad inside this media player. Log on to www.chumsci.edu or call 1-877-248-6724. The College of the Humanities and Sciences, your first choice for distance learning.
Is it time to go for a refreshing dip? Dip into something different at the Melting Pot. The Melting Pot isn't just for special occasions. Come any evening to relax, unwind, and enjoy fabulous fondue, fine wine, and fun times. Finish off the evening with a sinfully delicious chocolate fondue. Add a little amaretto or, oh, maybe Bailey's Irish Cream. If you're planning a special occasion, the Melting Pot dining experience is like none you'll find anywhere else. And if you're the kind of person with a flair for living and a taste for fun, you can enjoy out-of-the-ordinary dining at the Melting Pot any night of the week. Make plans to dine at their Louisville location at 732 Main Street or their Littleton location at 2707 West Main Street. Don't forget to ask about the nightly specials, including the ever-popular Big Night Out or new for 2004, the Good Night Delight. To view the Melting Pot's menu or get driving directions, go to FondueCity.com.
American Financing Corporation is the mortgage company I trust, and you can too. Hi, I'm Tom Martino, your consumer advocate and troubleshooter. Sure, you'll hear a lot of other mortgage companies saying you can trust them, but are they on our referral list at troubleshooter.com? Do they have a guarantee of good service? American Financing does, and they put it in writing. That's right, they're so sure you'll get the lowest rates and closing costs, they'll guarantee it in writing. How many other mortgage companies make that promise? They're loan officers do not earn commissions. They're paid a salary, and their only job is to get the best deal for you. And they offer every type of mortgage in the industry, so you'll get the right one for you without shopping all over the place. So whether you're a first-time home buyer or refinancing, contact the company I trust, American Financing Corporation, 303-695-7000. That's 303-695-7000. Experience the difference. American Financing Corporation.
So, the duct tape not holding those old glasses together anymore? Is NASA calling your house, asking for your old Coke bottle style lenses for their new space telescope? Isn't it time for new eyeglasses? Well, we can help. Hi, I'm Ira Haber from Your Optics. Not only can we help you look better, but see better too. And when you look better, you will feel better too.
From now through the end of February, when you bring an old pair of eyeglasses to donate to the Lions Club, your optics will give you $75 off the price of any prescription set of frames and lenses. That's right. You can save $75 at your optics by bringing in your old eyeglasses. Pick from our huge inventory of designer and fashion frames from around the world and save big while you're doing so. You get a new outlook on life, save $75, and someone less fortunate gets to see.
Your optics. In Flatiron Marketplace near Nordstrom Rack, just east of the mall. In Cherry Creek North, next to the Tattered Cover. In Park Meadows Mall. And in Greenwood Village, at Holly and Orchard.
All right, class, please take your seat.
Helping to build a positive influence through teaching can be one of the most rewarding careers. The College of the Humanities and Sciences offers a Master's of Arts in Education, in addition to several other bachelor's, master's, and diploma programs in the humanities and sciences. All coursework through the College of the Humanities and Sciences is distance education-based, allowing students to design their own curriculum and set a study schedule that is convenient for them. To find out how you can obtain your Master's of Arts in Education or other exciting degree programs through the College of the Humanities and Sciences, click on the banner ad inside this media player. Log on to www.chumsci.edu or call 1-877-248-6724. The College of the Humanities and Sciences, your first choice for distance learning.
Maybe.
For every advantage in selling your home, visit ColoradoHomes.com. Coldwell Banker Residential Brokerage is owned and operated by NRT Incorporated.
He's the former mayor of Cincinnati, a former city councilman, an aspiring senator, a writer, a musician, a former aide to Senator Robert Kennedy. He's one of America's leading liberal commentators. The man who is filling in for Randy Rhodes on Sick Leave is the Jerry Springer you might not know. Springer in for Randy Rhodes.
4 to 8 pinks of blood that pooled on the street. Scorch marks infused with blood covered the clinic's walls, and dozens of people helped pile body parts, including arms, feet, and limbs, into blankets. The U.S. State Department is giving the green light to the resumption of U.S. military training in Indonesia following a decade-long break because of suspected human rights violations. Washington has been trying to reestablish closer military ties with the world's largest Muslim nation. The department made the announcement over the weekend, saying the nation met conditions established by Congress for reestablishing the training relationship. The Bush administration tried previously to revive close ties with Indonesia's military, but that effort failed after two American school teachers were murdered in the province of Papua in 2002. Syrian authorities yesterday captured and turned over to Iraqi officials half-brother Saddam Hussein, this in addition to some 29 other officials of the deposed dictator's Ba'ath Party. Syria made the move in what has been described as a goodwill gesture. The arrest is believed to be a significant blow to the insurgency. Reports say Sabawi Ibrahim al-Hassan was allegedly helping to organize from Syria. Two American soldiers were killed in the ambush in the capital yesterday. Published reports say the Bush administration is on the precipice of embarking on what best can be described as a racist campaign to get the nation's blacks to buy into the president's proposed changes for Social Security. Los Angeles Times reports the campaign to sway black public opinion will start in earnest in a couple of weeks. The White House officials plan on briefing business leaders aimed at African-American audiences coast to coast to get the word out. Bush administration wants to recruit blacks to the overall plan based on statistical information that their lifespans are shorter than whites. Not once is the administration planning to discuss the reasons why blacks have shorter lifespans, like poor health care, lack of adequate health insurance, or rampant unemployment. Congressional Democrats are firing back at the impending campaign, saying Bush's proposed changes would actually hurt more blacks now than ever before. You're listening to AIR, America Radio News. Good morning. I'm Wayne Gilbert.
News brought to you by Xantrex 3, the most powerful diet pill in America. Xantrex 3, more weight loss, faster weight loss, energy to burn. Xantrex 3 at stores nationwide or log on to Xantrex3.com.
AM 760, progressive traffic.
Good morning, I'm Jamie Michael for AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk. Things have been a disaster northbound 25 in Thornton for the entire morning. The freeway is closed at Thornton Parkway. This crash is also under some police.
County Line Liquor is paying back their loyal customers with the Savings Train Card. Pick up a Savings Train Card, fill in your favorite item, and have your card stamped with each purchase. Buy 6 of your favorite item, you get the next one at half price, or buy 12 and get the next one for a penny. Good on every item in the store, including sale items. No games, no gimmicks, no case discounts. Hop on the Savings Train today at County Line Liquor, County Line and Broadway.
Heading to the mountains to make some turns? Why not stay 2 nights in Breckenridge for free? No strings attached. Stay minutes from Main Street at the Breck Inn. A quaint Victorian inn with a cozy fireplace, outdoor hot tub, 2 qualifications. Restrictions and blackout dates apply. Offer good Sunday through Wednesday, weekend upgrades available. Act now to take advantage of this limited time offer. They say the best things in life aren't free. Well, you're going to disagree. Visit twofreenights.com for more information or call 1-877-39-GRAND to book your 2 free nights in Breckenridge. You must mention 2 free nights. Call 1-877-39-GRAND. $39,000.
Are you an optimist or a realist? How about being an optimistic realist? Stonecastle Security helps you deal with the reality of crime and vandalism. Click here if you've ever considered a security system to protect your family. Click here to find out how Stonecastle Security, with its 24-hour monitoring, state-of-the-art motion detection, and theft protection guarantee, can protect your property. Restrictions do apply, so click here for details or call Stonecastle Security, an authorized ADT dealer, at 303-456-5550.
303-447-9000. You're going to like this. 303-447-9000.
He's the former mayor of Cincinnati, a former city councilman, an aspiring senator, a writer, a musician, a former aide to Senator Robert Kennedy. He's one of America's leading liberal commentators. The man who is
28 at the Omni Interlochen Hotel in Broomfield. Check out dailycamera.com for more info. Your new career and life is waiting.
This is the Jay Marvin Show on AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
It's the end of the world as we know it.
Good morning. It's 9:06, 6 minutes after 9. Mostly sunny, a high near 50. Jay Marvin here on AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk. 303-713-7600. We're talking about the Ward Churchill proposed buyout. CU may offer to buy out Churchill, according to the Denver Post. And also the article that I saw in the Colorado Daily over the weekend, and maybe you saw it too, oaths and admissions. Some CU faculty resisting loyalty oaths that administration wants signed. And I'd love to get on here and talk about other things, but it seems like that this Churchill situation just will not go away. 303-713-7600. Here's Will in Broomfield. Will, you're on AM 760.
Jay, you there?
Yeah, I'm here, man.
Great. Hi. Good to hear from you. Number one, just for information from your previous caller, you can find Ward Churchill's essay, some people push back, at www.kerspledebed.com. Kersplebedeb. But you could also type it in the search engine and find the essay that's causing all the brouhaha. If you want to actually read everything that they're talking about, you know, a lot of people are making all these judgments and without actually having read the essay.
Now, not to interrupt you, but we have the tape that several of the callers were referring to, and let's just take a real quick listen to it. Play it.
You don't send the Black Liberation Army into Wall Street to conduct an action. You don't send the American Indian Movement into downtown Seattle to conduct an action. Who do you send? You, with your beard shaved, your hair cut close, and wearing a banker's suit.
Now, if you read Jim Spencer's column, he says the governor thinks there's a valuable role for academics to be protected from firing for properly expressed legally held views. This is according to Sean Duffy, assistant to the governor. If you advocate illegal acts or say things that aren't true, you should not have the protection of tenure. That means that Mahatma Gandhi and Martin Luther King and numerous other activists would get fired from their jobs. What Ward Churchill was saying there was he was saying an action. He wasn't saying you go into the Wall Street, go to Wall Street and blow it up. That could be simply going there and sitting down on the floor of the trading floor and holding a sign. I mean, so much of this is taken out of context and so much is made over this, and it's ridiculous. It's a witch hunt against this guy.
Exactly, and there are two reasons behind it. One is the opportunity for the neocons to crack down on dissenting opinions,
right,
like that of Ward Churchill, and frankly, it is a conspiracy. They've gotten rid of Diane Rather, so they need to find another scapegoat to put their sights on. And the second purpose of this diversion, and it's a diversion, it's a smoke and mirrors effect, is that it's taken the debate away or discussion away from real substantive issues, and as long as we're talking about freedom of speech, the James Duckard slash Jeb Gannon affair is dealing with national security issues.
Right, exactly.
It's dealing with the First Amendment. It's dealing with possible treason through the disclosure of Valerie Plame's identity. And yet, mysteriously, we're hearing 10 times as much about Ward Churchill and something he said 3.5 years ago, and almost nothing about a gay male prostitute with insider information about CIA operatives. We're hearing almost nothing about the Gannon affair.
And not only that, in this day of post 9/11, when security is supposed to be as tight as an envelope, how did this guy get in and nobody knows about it?
I think people in the White House know that.
I think you're exactly right. Thanks for the call.
You bet. Good to hear from you.
All right. 303-713-7600. And no one has really called. I've only had a couple of calls about the loyalty oath situation. Do you think CU professors should have to take a loyalty oath before they teach? Does this not sound like the McCarthy era to you? And several of the teachers there have said they're not going to sign it. Kevin, Fort Collins, you're on AM 760.
Hey. Jay, how are you?
All right, Kev, how are you?
Great. Love your show.
Thanks.
Glad you're back. And I just wanted to add to what the previous caller said, and I totally agree with him, that not even talking about the governor isn't upset about the security breach in the White House of allowing somebody that doesn't even have any credentials as a correspondent or a journalist. He's got a two-day $50 certificate to go to school, you know, at some right-wing establishment there. And then nobody's saying anything. You can't really even read about it in the paper.
No, it's unless you look at the alternative media, the right-wing media and the right-wing shadow media has pretty much given up on it.
Absolutely. Well, and they don't even want to talk about
it. No, you're right.
The Bernie Kerik type situation that they had. I mean, he had ties with the mafia, and then who's his business partner is the ex-mayor of New York.
Yeah, that's
so,
true.
I mean, you know, I totally agree with you. They're just taking this out of context, and they don't want professors to have any academic freedom to talk about anything unless it's right-wing politics. You know, my experience in college 20 years ago, there was very little political discussion. I don't know where they're getting this. I don't think academics have got this political in the last 20 years, but I can tell you there was, you know, they taught their different fields, and that was it. I mean, they didn't get into politics all the time. The neocons are trying to act like all the professors do all day long is talk about how Democrats are great and Republicans are bad. It's ridiculous.
Because they always have to have somebody to be scared of.
Absolutely. Jake, do you remember the Ann Coulter, Laura Ingalls story where they went out, 10, 15 years ago with 30-some million dollars to recruit young Republicans in the colleges, and I think it started at Dartmouth or somewhere like that. And there's no discussion really of that, how they're trying to basically win over all the colleges. And I mean, look at Boulder, how many real activist Republicans you have there, and they're trying to paint that as the most liberal college in the United States. And I think there's a huge group of Republicans that go there, and that's fine. But they just want to paint everything out to be that it's just one-sided.
Yeah,
I
agree.
What's your feelings on that?
Well, I agree with you 100%. I mean, and the right-wing media is very good at doing it. There's both the right-wing media and the shadow right-wing media, you know, the shadow right-wing media being the numerous internet and blog sites, the right-wing media being like Fox, CNN, I mean, you know, you name it, talk radio, down the dial, I think we all know what stations we're talking about, and I spent years being the only token left-winger basically right-wing medium. And I'm telling you, man, they got it all set up, and they've spent years putting this stuff together. And now it's time for us to do exactly the same thing.
Absolutely. And your show is a good example of opening people's eyes, because the Democrats, the progressives, have truth on their side.
Exactly, 100%. Thanks for the call, man.
Thank you, Jake.
All right, you got it. It's 9:14, 14 minutes after 9 at AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk. And who do I have there? Oh, Brian in Breckenridge. Brian, you're on the AM 760. Good morning.
Good morning. Hey, I just wanted to say thanks for coming back on the air. And also, over here in Breckenridge, it's nice that we can pick AM 760 up, but we do wish that we could get it 24 hours, though.
We'll
it's only from like 7 in the morning till about 5:30 right now, but we definitely would like to let the programmers know that we'd like to hear more of it.
You bet.
But what I wanted to say was about the Ward Churchill thing. It's definitely a McCarthyism type thing, but it always scared me after, I'll go to the Patriot Act, let's say. After the Patriot Act, it bothered me because there's certain things that, say, people do that the government's not obviously going to like. And the Patriot Act is fine to the point that, okay, if we're going after the terrorist, but what happens if someday, which I don't think it'll ever happen, we're going to stop all the terrorists, and then suddenly the Patriot Act says, well, these people in whatever organization, an environmental organization, say, are considered terrorists, and even though they're doing totally peaceful protests and things of that nature, you know, where do we draw the line, basically? You know, it's just like the loyalty oath, but the Patriot Act is the really scary thing, because we're fixing to go into the debate as to whether or not we're going to reinstate it.
I know, and it is scary, and then there's that intelligence, intelligence may not be the right word, but there's this update. I was reading about this in the Progressive the other day. I'm having an old age moment here, but there's...
Well, I'm 42, so...
Well, all right. So there was some intelligence update thing that Bush signed, which makes it even more difficult. It shifts the burden of proof away from the state and onto the individual.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, people in this country better wake up to see what's going on here.
Well, and the thing about it is, too, is I wish I knew who said it years ago. This must have been, I think, during the Clinton administration. I was watching some news show, and some guy on there said that someday we would be looking to places like the Soviet Union for our freedoms, because we have chipped away and will continue to chip away at our freedoms so bad that we won't have a constitution pretty much. I mean, let's face it, the Fourth Amendment has been pretty much thrown out the window with the, I believe that's a search and seizure one, if I recall.
It is. Yeah, it is a search and seizure.
I mean, let's face it, that one with the Patriot Act, with the, you know, they say they'd never use it, the one where supposedly they could come in your home without, you know, even giving you a warrant, just come in your home and tell you that, not even tell you they've been there. That, you know, that kind of stuff, it also goes back to, you know, 1984, and it's very Orwellian, and it's so much of what it seems like the righties and George Bush's administration, I'll be nice about it, it's very Orwellian. They're double speak. You know, it's amazing how Orwell had so much insight on what's going on right now.
Sure, everybody should go out and get a copy of 1984 and read it.
Really, if you haven't, it's a scary book. It's a what do they call it? A negative utopia, basically. I think is what they refer to it as. But it's a very scary thing. I mean, to look at it that way, I don't know if we would ever become quite that bad. But in the book, it does talk about how that endless war, you know, that you never really can see and stuff. And
that's exactly right. Well, listen, look at the way the Bush administration manages things. There's always a crisis going on of some sort.
Oh, yeah.
There's a crisis in Social Security.
There's a crisis in this, and there's not.
I mean, on and on. Hey, listen, thank you for the call, and call again. Appreciate
it. Thanks, Jay.
Okay,
glad to have you back.
Thanks, man. 9:18, 18 minutes after 9 on AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
He's the former mayor of Cincinnati, a former city councilman, an aspiring senator, a writer, a musician, a former aide to Senator Robert Kennedy. He's one of America's leading liberal commentators, the man who is...
300 days of sunshine and your sunglasses are junk. I'm Ira Haber. For over 20 years, Your Optics has been known to sell the finest eyeglasses in Colorado. Designer name brands from around the world. But did you know that Your Optics also sells the world's finest sunglasses? Well, we do. Whether for driving or for skiing, backpacking or fishing, we have the largest selection of Oakley, Maui Jim, Persol, Ray-Ban, Rudy Project, and Adidas sunglasses in Colorado, plus all the Haute Couture sunglass lines. And unlike the mall chains, we actually take the time to custom fit every pair of sunglasses to you. So, whether you need prescription sunglasses, clip-on sunglasses, or the best in non-prescription sunglasses, you're sure to find exactly what you want at Your Optics. Made in the shade, baby.
Your Optics. In Flatiron Marketplace near Nordstrom Rack, just east of the mall. In Cherry Creek North, next to the Tattered Cover. In Park Meadows Mall. And in Greenwood Village, at Holly and Orchard.
Is your home mortgage interest rate higher than 5%? Hi, this is Barney Aldridge with Benchmark Lending. And whether you're purchasing a new home or considering refinancing your existing one, we've got a brand new fixed rate at 5%. Hey, if we can't save you at least $150 a month, we won't bother. But if we can, we'll do it right now over the phone. Call us at 1-800-680-4000. You invest a couple minutes of your time, and we'll run the numbers. There's no selling here. Either we can save you money or we can't. But even if you've been turned down everywhere else, don't hesitate to call us because we specialize in bad credit. And whether your loan's $100,000 or $600,000, it's still 5%. And guess what? We're nice people, too. So call us at 1-800-680-4000. That's 1-800-680-4000.
Colorado Supervised Lender. Adjustable rate loan. Interest rate fixed for 5 years. APR 5.21%.
Brakes Plus does over 1,000 brake and auto services daily. They are the experts. Brakes Plus is the home of the $79 brake special and lifetime brakes starting at $99. For money-saving coupons and a location near you, visit brakesplus.com.
Searching for a bachelor's or master's degree program can be a daunting process. Why not study from a college that is focused on the humanities and sciences that allows you to build a course of study that is both interesting and convenient with your busy schedule?
The College of the Humanities and Sciences offers associates, bachelor's, and master's degrees, as well as a diploma program, allowing students the opportunity to explore imaginative literature, natural science, philosophy and religion, social science, education, and jurisprudence degree programs from the comfort of their homes. Because coursework is distance education-based, students design their own curriculum and set a study schedule that's convenient for them. To find out how you can start advancing your educational goals today, click on the banner ad inside this media player. Log on to www.chumsci.edu or call 1-877-248-6724. The College of the Humanities and Sciences, your first choice for distance learning.
Include headache, cold, or backache.
Long-lasting Allegra helps take the allergy out of allergy season.
Ask your doctor. Today, take once daily Allegra. The relief goes on.
It's Jay Marvin on AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
Good morning. 9:21, 21 minutes after 9. Great-looking day outside. Sunshine, high near 50. Jay Marvin. And we're talking about Ward Churchill, which we've been talking about all morning. I tried to talk about the Oscars earlier, but most people either didn't see them or didn't care. But if you want to get in on this whole thing about the Churchill buyout, and also, should professors at CU and at schools in this junior colleges, should in colleges in the state, should they have to sign a loyalty oath? 303-713-7600. Just pick up the phone. Get in and give us a call. You ever notice the people on the radio always say, us, give me a call. Because there's nobody. Well, that's, you know what, give us is probably more accurate because there's John Turk. Right, Turk?
I'm here. I'm answering the calls.
Yeah, all right. So you can call up and talk to Newbomb Turk and get on. And Jim Spencer, the Denver Post columnist, has in the Inside Colorado section on today's Post, has got a great article here, great column. Bill Owens wants everyone to know this. He won't try to use the controversy surrounding the University of Colorado Professor Ward Churchill to end tenure in state colleges and universities. What the governor hasn't said is how or if he hopes to change the academic hiring and firing system because of Churchill. Be advised, Owens considers Churchill and the Churchill mess a teaching moment, according to his deputy chief of staff, Sean Duffy. That means that the tenure system is going to be turned inside out by some kind of commission, just as top CU officials now dredge through Churchill's background, searching for reasons to fire him. We're looking at this as an opportunity to look not only at how Ward Churchill got tenure, Duffy said. We want to take a look at what tenure is and what it should be. This is not a witch hunt. And Jim Spencer says famous last words. The inevitable tenure review seems headed anywhere but hands off. The governor, this is Sean Duffy speaking, the governor thinks there's a valuable role for academics to be protected from firing for properly expressed and legally held views. If you advocate illegal acts or say things that aren't true, you should not have protection of tenure. And as Jim Spencer points out, by that standard, Mahatma Gandhi, Reverend Martin Luther King Jr., and others could be fired from a state university for advocating peaceful resistance. Let's go to Tim. Tim, you're on AM 760.
Yes, good morning.
Hi.
I happened to catch Newt Gingrich on C-SPAN last Friday.
Oh, good Lord.
And he was promoting his book. I enjoyed watching the show and listening to him because it was definitely a outline of the Republican desire to take over the world in a capitalistic, theocratic fascism type of attitude. Also, he got on Ward Churchill and said professors like this across the country, he even made a blanket statement about all universities, these people need to be cleaned out and tenure needs to be taken care of right now. It is an archaic philosophy that doesn't need to be used anymore. Excuse me?
Yeah, exactly. Well, did you notice, I think it was last week or the week before, people were complaining about the FDA and about these COX-2 inhibitors and Vioxx. This is the same man who took money from the Golden Rule Insurance Company as campaign contributions and one time wanted to introduce the idiotic idea of abolishing the FDA. I mean, has he got any room to talk? Maybe we should go back through his background.
Well, I think the Republican Party's main desire is to be, it's a French term, retributive, where you are taking us back into a dark age.
I agree.
And that goes with their scientific desire to not promote science in their agenda, but to the stem cell thing. Newt was also very adamant about the desire in his book to have our country be the world leader in taking out tyranny. Okay, where in the Constitution does it say we're supposed to do that?
It doesn't say it anywhere.
Where does Mr. Bush get the idea he's supposed to do that?
I think, you know, I hate to give you this answer, but I think this is really true. I think he believes he has to do that. I think he believes that he has to do this because God tells him to. If you look at his State of the Union address, there, look at the language in there.
Right.
A lot of it was biblical. A lot of it was New Testament biblical. That thing was a payoff to his religious right supporters.
Mm-hmm. I agree. And then just to let you go here, one other comment on the Super Bowl halftime ceremonies or whatever you want to call it, when John McCartney was out there.
That's Paul McCartney.
Paul McCartney, John Lennon, Paul McCartney. Anyway, he sang a song that advocated the purchasing of marijuana. And no one's brought that issue up.
Did he? But see, I don't know. I don't watch football, and I just didn't.
Well,
I didn't see it. What was the song that he sung?
At the halftime show, he sang the song JoJo. And JoJo left his house and went into California to buy some California grass.
Well, that's right. You're absolutely correct on that.
And so here's a song that advocates dropping out of society, doing your own thing, buying some California grass, and, you know, go out there and try it. Try your own self in society. But, gee, a year before, a woman exposed a very vital organ to all mankind. Of course, the right finds that organ quite disgusting, I guess. But they advocated, they said nothing about Paul McCartney advocating the purchase of marijuana. So I'm really glad that the right allowed that to go through. They must be on something.
Yeah, they're for the legalization of drugs. All right, thank you so much. Appreciate the call. It's 9:27, 27 minutes after 9. Look for the high today to be near 50, mostly sunny. Jay Marvin, now more than ever, AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk. We got to gear up for 2 years from now, 2:06, and try to get back control of this country. We're talking about this Churchill buyout offer, and if you were Ward Churchill, would you take it? Not that there's one has been given, but there are reports that University of Colorado officials are considering offering Ward Churchill early retirement package that could end an increasingly uncomfortable standoff with this with controversial professor. This is from the Denver Post. And also, the loyalty oath, which I saw and couldn't believe. I saw this. I just couldn't believe it. In the Colorado Daily, I was out and about over the weekend, and I saw this, and I had to grab a copy of it. Oaths and admissions. Some CU faculty resisting loyalty oaths that administrators want signed. And it talks about an English teacher in here by the name of Paul Levin, who told his bosses Wednesday that there was a chance he would, or told his students, rather, his class Wednesday, that there was a chance he would be fired by the university because he didn't want to re-sign a faculty loyalty oath that CU administrators are trying to ensure is signed by all current CU Boulder faculty. How would you like to have to sign a loyalty oath before you could go to work? Let's go to Sandra. Sandra, you're on.
Today, Jay.
Hi.
How goes it for you today?
Good. Well, you know, it's the first day, and you have little bugs, and you kind of like, oh my God, where am I? Am I, you know? But it's getting better all the time.
Well, that's good. I wanted to touch on a couple of things. First off, the loyalty oath. Back in the 90s, I was a teacher in the Thornton area, and prior to becoming a teacher, I had to sign the loyalty oath, and you also had to give your fingerprints.
What?
Yes. Both of which are still required. You have to give fingerprints to teach in public school in Colorado, and you have to sign a loyalty oath. Now, I'm not talking collegiate or junior college. I'm talking in public schools.
That is bizarre, a loyalty oath.
Okay.
How weird is that?
Well, I agree that it's weird, but I think part of the mindset to understand is that when we were questioning the loyalty oath and asking why we had to sign it, they were saying the official response at the time from the Colorado Department of Education was that a large part of a teacher's job is to teach the mainstream culture and the mainstream values, mainstream being the important word here, hence the loyalty oath. That's what makes the loyalty oath so scary, is because what's mainstream? Martin Luther King was not mainstream. Martin Luther King was a threat because he had this outlandish idea at the time that blacks, or actually minorities, I should say, minorities should have equal rights to
right.
Anglos.
Right.
That was not mainstream. What I think a lot of this ties into also is the fact that Governor Owens still would like to run for president in 2008. And right now really does not look like a viable candidate at all. He could not deliver Colorado with Republican Senator in Pete Coors. He could not deliver the Colorado legislature. We now have a Democratic legislature.
I know a lot has changed since I've been here.
Yeah. And then he didn't get any phone calls from the Bush administration for potential, to the best of our knowledge, nothing was reported, to move up to any, say, cabinet post or sub-cabinet post or whatever. So now he has an issue that perhaps he can jump on that has national interest, as you were just reading in articles before about trying to get rid of tenure and so on, to perhaps give himself a foothold to start making that presidential move.
Well, it's you know, it's just bad business for him to do this. It's just wrong, and under his guidelines, as you read in Jim Spencer's column, some of our most brilliant thinkers and some of the most progressive people in the country, would end up going, be fired, and would end up losing their jobs. Thank you for the call. I appreciate it. Hope to talk
to you
again.
Sure.
You got it. 9:32 at AM 760 Boulder's Progressive Talk. We're going to check out traffic now.
And good morning. I'm Jamie Michael for AM 760 Boulder's Progressive Talk. Still looking at a very hairy situation up in the Thornton area. They've had the freeway closed northbound I-25 all morning long, early this morning. In fact, the accident happened at 3:30 involving a semi, a tow truck, and a police car. As a result of that police car being involved, it closed the freeway for an investigation. Your best bet is to exit at 84th and use an alternate route, perhaps heading over to Huron. The freeway itself is closed at Thornton Parkway. Your Boulder weather today, partly sunny skies and 49. Your high temperature expected, lows down to the mid-20s tonight. And tomorrow, partly sunny prevails with 50. Currently in Boulder, we have 45 degrees. At Liberty Savings Bank, they believe that no business should be treated like a small business. Liberty offers customized solutions that cater to your unique business needs. Be sure to ask about their free business checking account. Liberty Savings Bank, your Colorado business partner, FDIC insured. I'm Jamie Michael for AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
He's the former mayor of Cincinnati, a former city councilman, an aspiring senator, a writer, a musician, a former aide to Senator Robert Kennedy. He's one of America's leading liberal commentators. The man who is filled.
Is it time to go for a refreshing dip? Dip into something different at the Melting Pot. The Melting Pot isn't just for special occasions. Come any evening to relax, unwind, and enjoy fabulous fondue, fine wine, and fun times. Finish off the evening with a sinfully delicious chocolate fondue. Add a little amaretto or, oh, maybe Bailey's Irish Cream. If you're planning a special occasion, the Melting Pot dining experience is like none you'll find anywhere else. And if you're the kind of person with a flair for living and a taste for fun, you can enjoy out-of-the-ordinary dining at the Melting Pot any night of the week. Make plans to dine at their Louisville location at 732 Main Street or their Littleton location at 2707 West Main Street. Don't forget to ask about the nightly specials, including the ever-popular Big Night Out or new for 2004, the Good Night Delight. To view the Melting Pot's menu or get driving directions, go to FondueCity.com.
American Financing Corporation is the mortgage company I trust, and you can too. Hi, I'm Tom Martino, your consumer advocate and troubleshooter. Sure, you'll hear a lot of other mortgage companies saying you can trust them, but are they on our referral list at troubleshooter.com? Do they have a guarantee of good service? American Financing does, and they put it in writing. That's right, they're so sure you'll get the lowest rates and closing costs, they'll guarantee it in writing. How many other mortgage companies make that promise? They're loan officers do not earn commissions. They're paid a salary, and their only job is to get the best deal for you. And they offer every type of mortgage in the industry, so you'll get the right one for you without shopping all over the place. So whether you're a first-time home buyer or refinancing, contact the company I trust, American Financing Corporation, 303-695-7000. That's 303-695-7000. Experience the difference. American Financing Corporation.
Funding.com. Investment property funding, where quite simply their goal is to help you reach yours.
The GOP calls him an SOB. It's Jay Marvin, AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
Good morning. 9:36, 24 minutes in front of 10 o'clock. Now more than ever, AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk. Jay Marvin here, and we've been talking all morning about the Ward Churchill situation and the latest buyout. There's other stories, too, to talk about, and we'll touch on some of those in just a few minutes, but we've got some people hanging on here at 303-713-7600, and we'll get to them in just a second. You know, we were talking here about the Patriot Act. There's a new license bill that is raising concerns about privacy. A proposal to stop potential terrorists from getting U.S. driver's licenses may turn the licenses into a national ID card or help the government track gun purchases, opponents fear. Conservatives, civil libertarians, and gun owners and others share such concerns about a House-passed bill that broadly rewrites the rules for licenses and is portrayed as an anti-terrorism tool. They fear the licenses, like Social Security numbers, would be used for purposes well beyond their original intent. How would you like to have a national ID card in this country? That makes me paranoid as hell. The opponents say the measure, passed 261 to 161 vote last month, even could make it possible for the government to monitor people's movements in the country through a chip in your license. Supporters of this don't seem to have the ability to look beyond how the system they're putting in place can change. They can't see how it can metamorphose into a national ID card system. This is according to Steve Lifenthal, director of the Free Congress Foundation Center for Privacy and Technology. The House passed the legislation on February the 10th. Supporters promoting the bill, which the Senate has yet to consider, are saying it's another way to fight terrorism. How would you like the government to be able to keep track of your whereabouts via your license? A chip in your license. That would scare the hell out of me. Now, certainly there isn't anybody out there that's for a national ID card. Turk, you're not for a national ID card, are you?
No, man. I like my freedom. I don't like the big brother watching me. I'd like to be left alone.
Would it freak you out to have a chip placed in your license?
Oh, well, you know, they have, like, little, don't they have cameras in every, like, street stoplight? Pretty much in every corner in every town nowadays?
Well, I've got them here in Boulder, and I've seen them in other cities. You know what? I object to them. I think if you're going to get caught for running a red light or caught for a moving infraction, that the police ought to catch you eye to eye. That kind of technology makes me nervous.
Hey, does the government keep tabs on what websites we visit on our computers or anything like that?
I don't know. I think they do. They could, certainly. Your employer certainly can snoop at what you look at. There's no question about that. 303-713-7600. Do we have somebody hanging on here? Oh, I'm sorry, Mike. Mike, I almost forgot about you in Centennial. Mike, you're on.
Hey,
good morning.
How you doing?
All right.
Good to have a progressive forum in Denver.
You got it, man.
Hey, I want to make a point about this whole Ward Churchill thing.
Sure.
First off, you know, CU is an extremely top-down organization. The administration at CU runs everything. And from Betsy Hoffman, you know, we've seen the ineptitude of the administration. My wife is a CU professor. And, you know, there have been some articles, but the media hasn't really latched on to this. But, you know, whether you like Churchill or not, the reason that Churchill is a professor at CU isn't because of tenure at CU. Churchill's tenure was pushed through by the administration.
Right.
You know, and if you look at him, he goes from being, you know, just kind of like an adjunct faculty to being a full professor. You know, that's nuts. And the reason they did that is because they wanted to look good and push through some kind of affirmative action stance, you know, with Ward Churchill. And as usual, the administration, with their ineptitude, they're the ones that didn't research him properly. If you look at his tenure documents, the rest of the faculty had reservations about him. You know, and the other thing that really ticks me off about this whole thing is everybody's talking about taxpayer money, but the state of Colorado only funds the CU system at a little bit above 8%. That's a joke. You know, if they drop below that, they're a private institution.
Yeah.
So, I mean, those two points are huge, and, you know, it's obvious that Owens is just grandstanding on this thing because he wants to draw attention away from the fact that the enrollment at CU has dropped. Like,
it has dropped. It has dropped. You're right. It's dropped because some blame it on the having that party school reputation. Some blame it on the whole football problem. But the big thing is that they raised the amount of tuition for out of state students.
Yep. Bill Owens tossing a football on TV isn't going to get more students there. A good academic reputation for the school is.
I couldn't agree with you more. Thank you for the call.
But hammer that point about the tenure thing, because that's huge. It was the administration that gave Ward Churchill tenure, not the faculty.
Well, see, I don't think people realize that.
Yeah.
All right, thank you. Hey, appreciate the call.
Keep it up, Jay.
All right. And in the today's Boulder Camera, by the way, there's a big full-page ad in defense of freedom of speech, and it's taken out by some of the faculty at CU, and it says... even if the 30-day investigation of Professor Churchill does not result in any action against him, the simple fact that he was formally investigated because of his ideas will have a tremendous chilling effect on free speech. In effect, it will silence faculty who have to think twice before they consider expressing anything that might bring an investigation upon them as well. That's from, and they're quoting Mark Silverstein, the legal director of the ACLU of Colorado. It says, we, the undersigned, the 199 faculty of the University of Boulder, at Colorado, stand behind the Arts and Science Council resolution on academic freedom and due process raised in the case of Professor Ward Churchill, which was passed February 10th, 2005, with overwhelming support. So this is an issue that's not about to go away. Steve in Castle Pine. Steve, you're on AM 760. Go ahead. You there, Steve? Go ahead, Steve, you're on.
Hey, sorry about that. I wanted to mention one thing, is that if the only news story that came out was that the party school story and everything else stayed the same, enrollment would be up.
You really think so? Even though if you're an out-of-state student, say, for instance, you're living in Kansas, It would be easier to go to a school there. It would be cheaper to go to a school there than it would be to move here and go to Boulder.
No, no. All I'm saying is if all things were equal, if the tuition had stayed the same, if the football scandal hadn't happened, then enrollment would have been up. But
yeah,
what I really wanted to talk about was I'm reminded of that letter that Bill Clinton wrote to Colonel Holmes back in the 60s about, good Americans that love their country and loathe the military. And, I think now people are confusing loving America with loving the state.
Yes, exactly. Yes, exact. That is probably the best thing that's been said this morning. You're absolutely right. They entwine the two.
It's just wrong. It's wrong on so many levels, and it's going to hurt us. I don't love the state. I never will. I never have. I've agreed with some things the government does, and I've disagreed with other things, but the state isn't worthy of love. The nation is, the people are, but not ever the government. The government is worthy of distrust and cynicism.
I have to think about that for a second, because I'm not so sure I'm willing to go that far. I think we have a good, unique system of government in this country, and it works when it's run right, but it's also open and rife to manipulation. And what you see now is particularly with Social Security, with this whole Social Security BS, and with the tax cuts, what you see now is we've got a man in the White House who has opened the door to his rich friends and it just wants to loot the Treasury.
Right. And that's kind of my point is that our government does work and it does do good things overall, throughout our history. But I think a lot of it is based on people having a general distrust of the government and limiting the things that they can do.
You should always question authority. Hey, thanks for the call. Have
exactly.
a good day.
Take care.
All right. It's what time is it? I got to look at the clock here. Oh, it's 9:45. 15 minutes in front of 10. AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk with Jay Marvin.
AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
Now more than ever, we need to stay strong and continue to voice the truth. Right, left, or in the middle, we're driving it home with the Ed Schultz Show, and we've accelerated from 0 to 70 affiliates in less than a year. They thought we couldn't do it, but we did. The race is on, and this is only the first lap. Haven't heard the show? Well, tune in right here weekdays and find out what the hype's all about.
So, the duct tape not holding those old glasses together anymore? Is NASA calling your house, asking for your old Coke bottle-style lenses for their new space telescope? Isn't it time for new eyeglasses? Well, we can help. Hi, I'm Ira Haber from Your Optics. Not only can we help you look better, but see better too. And when you look better, you will feel better too. From now through the end of February, when you bring an old pair of eyeglasses to donate to the Lions Club, Your Optics will give you $75 off the price of any prescription set of frames and lenses. That's right, you can save $75 at Your Optics by bringing in your old eyeglasses. Pick from our huge inventory of designer and fashion frames from around the world and save big while you're doing so. You get a new outlook on life, save $75, and someone less fortunate gets the same.
Your Optics. In Flatiron Marketplace near Nordstrom Rack, just east of the mall. In Cherry Creek North, next to the Tattered Cover. In Park Meadows Mall. And in Greenwood Village, at Holly and Orchard.
All right, class, please take your seat.
Helping to build a positive influence through teaching can be one of the most rewarding careers. The College of the Humanities and Sciences offers a Master's of Arts in Education, in addition to several other bachelor's, master's, and diploma programs in the humanities and sciences. All coursework through the College of the Humanities and Sciences is distance education-based, allowing students to design their own curriculum and set a study schedule that is convenient for them. To find out how you can obtain your Master's of Arts in Education or other exciting degree programs through the College of the Humanities and Sciences, click on the banner ad inside this media player. Log on to www.chumsci.edu or call 1-877-248-6724. The College of the Humanities and Sciences, your first choice for distance learning.
Rate loan at 4.89%. So call Ideal Home Loans today at 303-783-3983.
It's Jay Marvin on AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
All right, good morning, 949. McDonald, 11 minutes in front of 10 o'clock. High today, 50. And mostly sunny. We're talking, have been talking about the Ward Churchill story that broke over the weekend about the possible idea that the university was going to buy him out to let both him and the university off the hook. 303-713-7600. Let's get back to the phones. And we go to Loretta in Aurora. Loretta, you're on AM 760.
Hello.
Hi.
I'm a little bit upset with the way that the president of the university is trying really hard to calm everybody, and all of this stuff is flying up, not basically from what you guys are saying today, but if you take a stand out and look at this whole picture, you have the Columbine shootings, two guys.
I was there for Columbine. I was in town when the Columbine shootings happened.
That's two young boys of the Air Force Academy, which is a whole bunch of young men. The police shootings, which were two some cops that went crazy. CU rapes, which were some guys that didn't want to own up with the football thing. CU binging and drinking, which is promoted for sports things.
Yeah, but women also engage in that.
Actually. And
don't they?
And then rapes on the street.
Well, wait a minute, ma'am.
Well, wait a minute. Let me get to my point.
Excuse me. Women also engage in binge drinking.
Like, because
would you agree with me? Yes or no?
Boyfriends, unless they do.
Oh, I wouldn't. I've never seen that written anywhere. Where did you get that?
Will you let me finish?
No, I want you to answer the question.
Being a woman and listening to what these girls said, and listening to Katie Nida and all of this. What you guys are doing is you're saying, "Mommy, you made me do this," and this
what
is
saying,
attitude,
"Mommy, you made me do this."
Well, because everybody is attacking the president of the university.
Who is attacking the president of the university? Name names.
Mostly Republicans.
Well, name names.
Well, let's start with Owens.
Let's
start with John Andrews. Let's start with two. John Caldera hasn't stepped up, but he will probably would. It's the attitude in this state that, you know, it's out of control, but men refuse to stop their buddies, refuse to have an atmosphere that will change the whole pattern.
Because sometimes
women just aren't smart enough to do this because,
you should try that at Harvard. Should try that at Harvard, making that comment. You know, your logic is so skewed, it's unbelievable.
Well,
How can you say men in the state of Colorado? First of all, you haven't talked to every man in the state of Colorado.
Well, I'm looking this pattern here.
What a pattern of what pattern are you looking at?
I'm looking at a pattern of murder, rape, incest, binge drinking.
Are you married?
I have been, yes.
You have been?
Yes.
Well, there's a big clue. There's a huge clue. Thank you for the call.
My husband died.
Oh, is that what it was? He probably ran off with another woman. Thank you. Goodbye. Oh. You know, I was here when Columbine happened, and, okay, here's Eric. Eric, you're on AM 760.
Hi, Jay, you there?
Hey, I'm here. How are you?
Hey, pretty good. How are you?
Okay.
Good. Thanks for taking the time to discuss the Ward Churchill thing. I think it deserves some time. I know it has taken your whole morning. You know, as far as the loyalty oath, I think that's really scary.
It is scary, isn't it?
It is, yeah. It's Nazism, you know. I think it's even worse than McCarthy. As far as the buyout goes, were I Ward Churchill, it might be tempting, but as a matter of principle, I don't think I could do it. I think the free speech is a given. He has a right to say what he says. I actually wrote a 4-page letter to Billy Owens about this whole thing a couple of weeks ago.
Did you get an answer?
No, I haven't received a response yet. I shared it with a friend, and he thought that this little one paragraph here was probably the best. I said, perhaps Ward Churchill could have chosen an easier, softer words describing the victims and events of 9/11/2001, but in my humble opinion, what he said and how he said it was probably the best way to instill real thought and debate. Is that not the true goal of a real teacher? I think it is, especially in an institution of higher learning.
Good for you.
Hey, I'm just trying to do my part.
Good for you. All right.
Well, thank you.
Thank you for the call, and I appreciate your time.
It just seems to me, too, that we as Americans, especially the right wing, but even us on the left, really have a hard time admitting that we do make mistakes and we might bring some of this stuff on us?
Well, I think that we should start admitting that we make mistakes. We all make mistakes. To err is human. And most of us could not stand the kind of scrutiny the Ward Churchill is under. And by the way, I offer Ward Churchill this show for 3 hours. Come on, say your piece. And you're not dealing with the right-wing media, so you'd be safe here. And he ought to get on, and he ought to clarify where he's coming from instead of allowing his image to be manipulated by 30-second sound bites from the right-wing media.
Oh, I totally agree. I'd love to see it. I wish he would take you up on that.
Well, I mean, I'm giving it. If anybody knows Ward Churchill, call him and tell him. We've certainly tried to call him and tried to get him on, and so far he doesn't want to talk. And I'll tell you, he should get on here, and he should get away from the right-wing media. Thanks for the call. Hope to talk to you again.
Hey, thank you.
You bet.
Bye-bye.
All right, now tomorrow morning, we're going to talk about illegal immigration in this country from a guy who's written a book called The Devil's Highway. That's about the immigrants who died out in the middle of the desert trying to get to the United States. And we'll talk about that tomorrow. Am I right, Mr. Turk? All right. We're working on it. Okay. It's been a fun morning, the first morning, and I'll talk to you tomorrow morning starting at 6 a.m. here on AM 760 Boulder's Progressive Talk. You know what? Finally, radio for the rest of us.
County Line Liquor is paying back their loyal customers with the Savings Train Card. Pick up a Savings Train Card, fill in your favorite item, and have your card stamped with each purchase. Buy 6 of your favorite item, you get the next one at half price, or buy 12 and get the next one for a penny. Good on every item in the store, including sale items. No games, no gimmicks, no case discounts. Hop on the Savings Train today at County Line Liquor, County Line and Broadway.
Heading to the mountains to make some turns? Why not stay 2 nights in Breckenridge for free? No strings attached. Stay minutes from Main Street at the Breck Inn, a quaint Victorian inn with a cozy fireplace, outdoor hot tub, 2 qualifications. Restrictions and blackout dates apply. Offer good Sunday through Wednesday, weekend upgrades available. Act now to take advantage of this limited time offer. They say the best things in life aren't free. Well, you're going to disagree. Visit twofreenights.com for more information or call 1-877-39-GRAND to book your 2 free nights in Breckenridge. You must mention 2 free nights. Call 1-877-39-GRAND.
Are you an optimist or a realist? How about being an optimistic realist? Stonecastle Security helps you deal with the reality of crime and vandalism. Click here if you've ever considered a security system to protect your family. Click here to find out how Stonecastle Security, with its 24-hour monitoring, state-of-the-art motion detection, and theft protection guarantee, can protect your property. Restrictions do apply, so click here for details or call Stonecastle Security, an authorized ADT dealer, at 303-456-5550.
300 days of sunshine and your sunglasses are junk. I'm Ira Haber. For over 20 years, Europtics has been known to sell the finest eyeglasses in Colorado. Design and name brands from around the world. But did you know that Europtics also sells the world's finest sunglasses? Well, we do. Whether for driving or for skiing, backpacking, or fishing, we have the largest selection of Oakley, Maui Jim, Persol, Ray-Ban, Rudy Project, and Adidas sunglasses in Colorado, plus all the haute couture sunglass lines. And unlike the mall chains, we actually take the time to custom fit every pair of sunglasses to you.